Aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Fans of Led Zeppelin, Hendrix, and the Stones know the songs of bluesman Willie Dixon. This fall, Big Head Todd and the Monsters join forces with three second-generation blues stars, Mud Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks, to pay tribute to Willie Dixon on the Cascade Theater stage. The Big Head Blues Club comes to the Cascade Theater Thursday, September 22nd. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dina Show.
This is U.S. Business UPT reporting from the Southern Arabian Gulf on the course bridge for RBI interaction at 1152 Zulu on 23 August 2016. U.S. Business location is 253807 North, 055-10025 East, heading 069 True at 16 knots. We hold visual contacts on four Iranian Kush WPB. 270 relative at 300 yards. Bridge to bridge calls were conducted. No response. Weapons uncovered. Man conducting routine security patrol. Appears to be unsafe, unprofessional. This is standing by to track and report.
This is that audio of the Iranian vessel. These vessels that made a high speed intercept of our ships in the Strait of Hormuz, because, you know, the Iranians can't stop being douchebags for just like 5 seconds to let our ships go through. This happened yesterday. I'm really kind of shocked that there's not enough coverage of this. They harassed one of our destroyers, and they conducted what they called a high-speed intercept, closing within a short distance of Nizhny, despite repeated warnings. The Islamic Republic's guard is, they say, suspicious of military activity near Iranian borders. They appeared to be sticking to a familiar posture, blah, 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 blah. No, I mean, this is a familiar posture of aggression, perhaps. Remember, these are the same people that the president cut a big, fat check to. Big, giant, fat check. Delicious, fat check. How are you guys today? You know, like, how are you today? It is Thursday, right? Wait. How many days do we have for the election? 74 days. 74 days. And 74 days until the general election. Iran still... I'm not surprised that they did this. I am surprised, like I said, that it didn't get any more media coverage than it did. They said it created a dangerous, harassing situation. It could have led to further escalation, including additional defensive measures, et cetera, et cetera. And they still continue to tell their Revolutionary Guard and everyone else in Iran that we are, the United States of America, is the greatest threat to the Islamic Revolution, still to this day, to this day. Again, happy Thursday to you. I'm Dana Lash. This is The Dana Show. Quite a lot to get into today. First this, 74 days. You have the American University in Afghanistan under siege last night. The White House condemned the terrorist attack, and the terrorists said, oh, you condemn it? Okay, well, we just give up and quit now. That worked. They were attacked by at least one suicide bomber, and they did have students held inside in Kabul. And a suicide attack followed by a gun battle. Recently they had two professors of this exact same university kidnapped. So everything's just going swimmingly over in the Middle East, in case you were wondering. Everything's great. Nothing to be concerned about. It's all good, right? No, it's not, though. That's the thing. So this is all unfolding in the Middle East. And then here domestically, 74 days until the election. And while we're having this slap fight in the general, an EF3 tornado, which from what I understand is a ginormous tornado. A huge...
I think F5 is like the biggest one.
Is it F5?
I think.
Well, it struck Howard County. The Red Cross opened up a bunch of shelters for victims. The Howard County, Indiana state of emergency was issued yesterday evening. Eight tornado touchdowns. Eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Eight tornado. That's insane. There was an EF3 near Kokomo, an EF1 east of Crawfordsville. All I know is I saw a video. Did you guys see the video? It's all over Facebook. Of someone was in a restaurant, and they were recording through the big plate glass windows, and there was a Starbucks right across the parking lot, and it looked like a movie scene. The tornado came through, and I don't know, like I guess you just expect to see the swirling cloud come in, and it was like invisible. There was like wind, and there was debris, and then all of a sudden it just collapsed in on itself. It just fell over like it had been. It was like a house of cards. It just fell over like it was a house of cards. It is one of the most bizarre videos I've ever seen, but it was so destructive. I mean, just it took a second. It took a second. So crazy. And a lot of destruction left. Mike Pence has left the campaign trail to go back to Indiana to check on the destruction, see what's needed. And, oh, my gosh, it's an EF3. So, like, I was looking at, like, the tornado, because F5, is there anything, has there ever been anything above an F5?
I'm not sure. I think that's the top of their measurement. I'm not sure they see it. Anything above F5, I can't imagine anyone surviving.
I just think of, like, Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, because that had to have been more. But they have, like, this whole damage scale. So F3 is pretty damaging.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just see the devastation left. You know, they say F3, severe damage, so F5 is like the worst. The wind estimate for an F3 is 158 to 206 miles per hour. An F0, that's light damage. F1, 73 miles per hour to 112. So the F3 that hit, they said that roofs and walls will be torn off of well-constructed homes, trains overturned, trees and forests uprooted, heavy cars lifted off the ground and thrown. I mean, this had to have been at the top level of an F3, because just when you see the damage and then when you see the way... Like, for instance, that building, that Starbucks that collapsed on itself. I mean, that's more than just having a roof. I mean, literally all four walls, it was like a house of cards. It was like a movie. It was crazy, like a movie scene. Our prayers are with everybody there, because our listening audience, we have a huge listening audience in Indiana as well. I can't. Man, tornadoes? It's like, everywhere you live in the United States, you're going to get hit by something. Earthquake? Hurricane? Tornado? What do you think is like the... I don't know if there is one that's easier to... I think earthquakes freak me out the most.
Yeah, because you don't know what's going to fall on you. That's
it
the
just
worst.
All of a sudden happens.
Yeah, and even with a tornado,
Have you ever been through an earthquake?
I have been through it, just a slight one, just a tremor.
Oh, just a tremor?
Yeah.
There were a ton here last year, like a ton here.
In the Dallas area?
Yeah, here. Like,
oh,
we'd
really?
We'd feel it here in the studio. We'd feel it here, and the whole thing would shake. And I just immediately, do you guys remember what to do? Like all of the elementary school drills? All that we did. I mean, the ones with tornadoes were really helpful. The ones about fire, like I've said before, I thought I was going to be on fire way more often as an adult because of all the fire drills that, like, the stuff drop and roll stuff. But that was kind of helpful because there were a couple of times that in Missouri there were tornadoes like every spring. Every spring there's a tornator. We got ourselves a tornator coming up here. Y'all better take cover.
Being on radio in St. Louis, we'd have to often, because some of our listening area was in the outskirts that would get this type of weather.
Crazy.
We'd have to give those warnings and those type of reports.
Yeah. So the damage there, we're going to follow all of that. Also coming up, there's some game changer stuff in the general election. I was trying to think of how to talk about this because I'm incredibly confused. I'm incredibly confused from the headlines last night. And the reason that I am confused is that I think that the word amnesty has been redefined. Do you guys remember what amnesty was earlier on in the primary? What was amnesty? Like, you had, like, just to review, you had Marco Rubio actually really legitimately kind of was for amnesty. The Gang of Eight was amnesty. Let's be real on that. It wasn't just, we're going to allow people here to stay here and not give them the right to vote. We're going to allow them to stay here and then give them a path to citizenship, which also means voting rights. So that's hugely different. He actually differed from Jeb Bush's policy. Jeb Bush's policy was that, well, we can't deport everybody, so we're going to allow them to stay here in the United States, and what we'll do is we'll deport those who are bad, those who are criminals. We'll deport those. We'll allow everyone else to stay here in the United States, and then they can pay into taxes, and additionally, they can work here. And then he was kind of on the fence as to whether or not they could vote. Like he at one point, it seemed like he was leaning towards a pathway to citizenship. And I would just think, like, if you're going to do the back taxes and all of that stuff and you pay that into the system, isn't that sort of like a, like, rhetoric for saying that that's what you're going to end up doing is a pathway to citizenship? And so he was always really hazy on that. Cruz's policy was, we're not going to be able to deport everyone. We'll deport the bad people. I feel like I'm saying the same things over and over again. We'll deport the bad people, and we'll allow the individuals to stay here in the United States who are not criminals, aside from entering illegally, and we'll give them a work visa. We'll allow them to stay here, and they can pay into the tax system, and they can work, but they can never have voting rights. And I remember in the Gang of Eight, when he approached them and said, okay, well, let's add this amendment. You can have all of that, except they don't get voting rights. So they can stay here, and they can do all of that, and that but they don't get voting rights. And Democrats did not want to, they didn't, because they really wanted all of these people to be able to vote. So Cruz had called them on their bluff, and he caught hell for it during the primary. I remember that. Well, now apparently the Republican nominees' immigration plan is to not deport everybody, only deport the bad people, and allow those who are here and who are not criminals aside from entering illegally to stay here, and they can work and they can pay into the system, but they don't get the right to vote, which sounds exactly like what Cruz had. I just want to put that out there because that was called amnesty. So I'm confused, legitimately. Like, has amnesty been redefined? Are we, because the immigration policy has changed of the Republican nominee. It's changed. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour and time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. Don't use the word man, says Princeton HR. What? Seriously? Again, Princeton University's Human Resources Department has decided to not use the word man as part of its vocabulary. It is a new policy in effect at the Ivy League institution. It's discussing a directive in a 4-page memo which aims to make the department store more, quote, gender inclusive, or the department, not store, department more gender inclusive. Instead of using man, Princeton University employees are now told to use words such as human beings or individuals or people, except those are all plurals. What if you just want to say, like, man, like, that's a man? Can you use that? They're not actually quite sure. So this is like, what the hell does this have to do with, you know, educating anybody on any, nothing. Post Gazette reports how in one particular county, Allegheny County, the concealed carry permits have increased by over 40%. And that's been over the past year via the deputy sheriff who oversees this office. This is actually on trend with a number of other states across the nation where they have seen a huge increase in concealed carry permit applications. They've also seen a huge increase in those who are taking concealed carry classes. That's huge. And that's 40% just for that one. Italy's Civil Protection Agency says the death toll in their earthquake has now risen to 247 individuals, that huge earthquake that struck early morning yesterday, and absolutely devastating. We're seeing more destruction, more video of destruction, photos, entire towns flattened. It's insane. What gets me is a lot of these towns that have been flattened, they've endured earthquakes before, and some of these towns are I guess you could describe them as pretty ancient. They're pretty old, and they just were flattened in this one. WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange claims he's about to release significant and unexpected material from Clinton's election campaign. He told Fox News that his team is, quote, working around the clock on the information, that he had thousands of pages from Clinton's election campaign, some of which was unexpected and even entertaining, but incredibly significant. And it might have an effect on Clinton in the polls if it, quote, catches fire. He said that it will absolutely come before November's election. Audio soundbite 9, Assange tells Megyn Kelly last night that they are on it, and they were trying to get the latest batch out even earlier. Listen.
Yeah. give us a general sense. I mean, are we going to see it before the November 8th election?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, in the case of the DNC leaks, for example, we pushed as fast as we could to try and get it in before the Democratic nomination conference, because obviously people have a right to understand who it is that they're nominating and what sort of process was involved. And the same is true here for the U.S. electoral process. People involved in that election have the right to understand who it is they're electing.
Very true. Folks, when you're in debt, maybe it feels like the credit card companies have more control over your life than you do. And a lot of people definitely feel that way because we're living in an Obama economy. But, you know, you have actually a heck of a lot more control than you think. In fact, you have the right to settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you're thousands of dollars in debt, don't declare bankruptcy or consolidate everything into a big loan. Just call National Debt Relief. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. They have a proven track record of success in negotiating with creditors, and they're the advocates that you want in your corner. You don't have to panic every time your bills come in the mail. Stop paying just the minimum and giving credit card companies thousands of your dollars. That's your cash and interest. Be proactive and in the cycle of debt with National Debt Relief. They've helped so many people. They've earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and you should check the reviews online. They are glowing. You deserve to know all of your options, and National Debt Relief may be the best choice that you never knew you had. Call today by dialing *DEBT on your cell phone. That's *DEBT or *3328. Cellular rates may apply.
It's the middle of the night. You wake up drenched, covered in sweat. You could crank the AC all night and try to stay cool, but who can afford that? Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Upgrade to a Casper. It was invented with two high-tech foams guaranteeing you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named the Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Their new sheets and pillow are just as comfortable. Together, they create the perfect sleep environment, keeping you cool and balanced. The Casper mattress ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why so many people love their Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DANA50 for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DANA50, and get $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply.
West Valley High School Athletic Boosters, a nonprofit organization, would like to invite you to our first annual Hall of Fame dinner being held Saturday, August 27th, 6 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. No Host Bar featuring Wild Card Brewery. We are celebrating alumni Bri Walther, Tabitha Wampler, Maria Orozco, Pam Davis, Wes Gray, Michael Walker, and Joe Bergon. Tickets can be purchased at the Elegant Bean Coffee Shop in Cottonwood. We look forward to seeing you there. All proceeds benefit the high school athletic programs.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, you know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I receive more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Like I'm telling you, this is that song that you hear when you're at the wedding. And you have to put your beer down and get out there and dance. Or maybe take your beer with you. I'm not quite sure. We have a lot of stuff to get into. John Lott's going to join us later on towards the end of our hour. And we have the latest with... It's that pivot, though. That pivot, though, Kane. Because immigration has apparently changed. There are a lot of thoughts about this. Some people might need to seek shelter in safe spaces. But at the same time, do you want to win an election or do you just want to have everybody, you know, blow smoke up your butt? I mean, people, I think, need to decide. Do you want to win an election or do you want to have smoke blown up your butt?
I think it happens both. I think both happens. Like, all the politicians blow smoke up your butt. And
No. But it's like... When it's like I feel as though I'm in a house that's on fire and you're trying to say, like, maybe we can put this fire out.
Right.
And the house will stand and it'll be great.
Right.
And people are like, how dare you talk about the fire that's consuming this house? You can't talk about the fire. It's bad.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
I'm just saying that's when it gets a little I get concerned.
Things
you know
are
what
backwards.
I'm saying?
Right.
I know. It's like I get concerned.
Up is down. Good is bad. It doesn't make sense today.
I feel like we're at the here, hold my beer portion of the election. You know? Like, I mean, that's where I feel like I am. It does feel that way. So we're going to get into some of the election stuff. That pivot, though. Ooh, and the University of Chicago does the opposite of what you might think it would do. It sent a message to all of its students saying there's no safe space here. It's brilliant. Keep it here.
Dana Show.
Now, I'm sure you know that I am a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms, and that's why I'm also a member of the USCCA, whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what firearms call in your name? Maybe it's a plastic handgun. Or maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or a shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first firearm that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any firearm, any brand, and any caliber. Just visit protectanddefend.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit protectanddefend.com today. That's protectanddefend.com.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Hey, hon, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palos Cedros Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad Davin here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural, show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO-style event. Dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
Hey, this is Carl Baugh from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com. The last night, the second part of that Trump interview on immigration aired, and the Republican nominee, I have the transcript that I was going to look at. There's audio out there online, and you can go and listen to it there. But he's got the, I don't know, we got the transcript where he was asked, because there's a whole thing on immigration, and he reconfirmed his promise to build a wall and have a wall built, and he also was discussing he was discussing his recommitment to a wall. He was discussing the how he would handle immigration, et cetera, all of this stuff. And in this back and forth with Hannity, it was a two-part, he discussed the softening. And one of the things that was the discussion, one of the discussions that came about is that he wanted to sort of soften his stance where it concerned immigration. I mean, that was it. And at some point, I don't know if we have the audio. We might as well just skip to a different topic at this point. Moving on, University of Chicago rolled out an alarming message to safe space advocates. And in this, it's kind of unbelievable. Fox had the story on this. University of Chicago, one of America's most prestigious and selective universities, is warning incoming students this fall not to expect safe spaces and trigger-free existences during their four-year journey through academia. This letter was sent to class of 2020. University officials said one of the defining characteristics of the school was its unwavering commitment to freedom of inquiry and expression. Civility and mutual respect are vital to the campus culture, the letter states, but not at the expense of shielding students from unpopular opinions or ideas. Our commitment to academic freedom, they write, means that we don't support so-called trigger warnings. So they're not going to have any safe spaces. They're not going to have any safe spaces, this letter that was sent. They said that we're not going to cancel invited speakers because their topics might prove controversial. They don't condone the creation of intellectual safe spaces where individuals can retreat from ideas and perspectives at odds with their own. This because this is something that we've seen on so many college universities, we've seen this all over the place. These social justice warriors, they freak out even when you bring a speaker on, when you bring anybody that wants to talk about anything that has to do with any sort of conservative principle or conservative message. You have these trust fund socialists. These trust fund socialists that are out there, and they are so fragile. They are so incredibly fragile that they are incapable of being able to deal with a differing opinion. And the idea that someone thinks differently than they do causes them to crap their pants, for the lack of a better way to put it. I mean, these people, they're hysterical. It makes it to where they are absolutely incapable of dealing with anything. And so as a result, they're controlling the exchange of ideas on all of these campuses. They control everything. They control the atmosphere. They control everything. So there isn't really an exchange of ideas at all. There's not. They don't have an exchange of ideas. And so when you have and people wonder, this coupled with the fact that the high cost of tuition, I mean, I think students need a safe space from the high cost of tuition. That's what that's what's insane. Nothing of this prepares students for living in the real world. So I'm actually surprised that it was the University of Chicago that did this. I mean, I'm actually, because Chicago, it's not exactly the most conservative city in the United States. I guess you could say it's not the most conservative. And I would imagine that at the university, this particular one, I mean, so this is just one. There have been a couple of other, there's been another university, and I've spoken with a number of educators. There's been another university. There's like two now that I know of that are standing up to social justice warriors. And keep in mind that these are the same people at all of these universities everywhere. Like, have you seen the protest, the protest against Glocks, and they picked the name for the male copulatory organ that rhymes with Glock, and they've been having these protests everywhere. And we can't say it because the FCC is a fascistic, satanic organization that, and the people who make up these arbitrary laws on speech should burn in hell. But this idea, you can't say that. You can't say any of that crap. You can sit here and talk about abortion and stabbing kids in the head with scissors as a way of birth control, but you can't actually sit here and honestly talk about what these idiotic social justice warrior protesters have been doing on college campuses at all across. There was one protest at UT, one protest, and you had a bunch of these fall into this category where you have all of these social justice warriors that can't stand a difference. Idea. These people who are protesting against and why is it, by the way, what a great marketing plan for Glock, by the way, because everyone wants they picked that one because it rhymed with the word that they wanted to use. And they got up there and they were saying that carrying around sex toys, carrying around phalluses, that if that makes you uncomfortable, then carrying a gun makes us uncomfortable. As if you're going, please, by all means, please come and tell me what rape attack, home burglary, anything. Please go and show me the self-defense statistics of people using rubberized phalluses. Let's do that. Show me the statistics of people defending themselves, their lives, the lives of their loved ones and their property using that. And then I'll come back and I'll show you the statistics of people who are law-abiding citizens who are using their lawfully carried firearm to defend themselves. So they had this huge protest, and of course the media was there, because you have rubber phalluses, and you have gun control, and you have chicks who, any other given day of the week, they would be moaning rape culture, but for today, whatever, it's totally fine to walk around with a big giant rubber phallus. It's totally fine to do that. And they can walk around and say all of this, and then you have a ton of cameras there who are covering it, because it is a media bonanza. It is a smorgasbord of media awesomeness. That's how they do it. It is ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. No pun intended. And then they got all the media coverage. Do you know that there is a huge Students for Campus Carry group? Anita Okafor has been doing ads. In fact, she did. She's a member of the NRA, and no one likes to talk about her because she's a black woman she's a black woman who believes in the Second Amendment. And we know what anti-gun progressives think. You can't be black and be for the Second Amendment, because it makes them, anti-gun advocates are very uncomfortable when black people carry guns. Bottom line. I have the audio of Michael Bloomberg on my website saying that he believes that he actually blamed, quote, 99% of crime on the black community, and that's why we need to disarm them. I mean, I couldn't tell the difference between him speaking and Bull Connor for a moment in that audio. We had to go back and double check to make sure that it wasn't gleaned from the protests back in the 60s. We had to go back and check. And so when you have, and she's the head of a Students for Campus Carry group, and there are a ton of students with Antonia Antonio Okafor. There are a ton of students like Antonia who are, they want to be able to defend themselves. And she's a woman. So the fact that she's a woman, she's, there have been numerous women attacked on college campuses, in parking garages, and on the way back to their student housing, etc. She wants to be able to defend her life on a college campus. This is that goes into that whole social justice warrior ridiculousness. You know, if they were really concerned about saving lives, then they would ban all drinking on college campuses. They wouldn't be having frat parties. They wouldn't be doing any of this because that actually takes exponentially more lives than anything else. Way more lives than anything else. And the idea that with the social justice crap and everything else, it is amazing. And like I said, any other day of the week, they would have had they would be bemoaning rape culture. Now, the Moms Demand box wine in their driveways, they had one of their lobbyists at the Phallus Is Not Glocks rally, because the FCC won't let us say what they call it. They had that at UT Austin. They had their speaker there, because nothing says classy mom like standing up on a stage with a rubber phallus talking about how we need to disarm women and make them easier targets for rapists. Nothing says classy like that. Just asinine, absolutely asinine. And I, you know, the idea that Chicago, that a University of Chicago, that they were like, look, you don't get safe space. You don't get veto power over speakers. You don't get to freak out over somebody else's rights. You don't get to do any of that. Grow up and learn how to deal with this stuff in the real world. I mean, these are adults. Can we stop treating people going to colleges like they're kids? They're adults. And for whatever reason, that shifts when they enter college. I don't get it. Coming up, we have in our second hour as well, we're going to get in. National Parks turn 100 years old today. The pivot on immigration. We have that story also coming up for you. Facebook, they and gun sales. This story, the Harambe memes are making the Cincinnati Zoo incredibly sad, which I really don't give a damn. Wah, get over it. It's the internet. There was this guy named Charles Jaco in St. Louis who everybody made fun of because he was a horrible reporter that was demoted to the backwater of a local news station that nobody watches in St. Louis. He's got a skullet and spittle in the corner of his mouth, and his face looks like a Barbie that had its plastic visage rubbed against concrete. And he gets out there. He also used to spit in a coffee pot and swirl it around when he worked at a local radio station, but that's another story. Anyway, he threatened to go after the entire internet because they made fun of him for sucking so hard. And he threatened to sue the entire internet. So Cincinnati Zoo was like, we need the internet to stop making Harambe memes. And then you have all of these progressive journalists that are saying the only reason that Harambe is funny is because he has an African name. I think just the fact that they're getting angrier about it makes me want to do more Harambe memes. So we're going to get into all of that as well coming up. In the meantime, the Purple Heart Foundation is one of the oldest and most respected veterans organizations out there. And I know a lot of veterans organizations, and I've been approached to work with a number of them. And I have a caveat. Mine is that if people donate to your organization and you're taking it off the top for your super well-paid CEOs and your cocktail parties and everything else and your litigious battles against anyone who even remotely comes close to using your organization's name, then you don't have the interests of our veterans at heart, and I don't want anything to do with you, which is why I chose to work with the Purple Heart Foundation, because when you give to this organization, 100% of your donation goes to the veterans. There's no greedy six-figure making CEO who's scalping stuff off the top. The whole thing goes to vets, and this is how they fund their educational scholarships. It's how they fund their job training. It's how they fund their Canines for Combat vets. It's how they're able to get their veteran national service officers, because it's a volunteer organization. It's how they're able to get them all around the country, because planes don't fly for free, and they find homeless veterans, they get them off the street. They meet with veterans who have just come back and are acclimating back into civilian life, and they delve through that big, giant mound of paperwork that they have to get through just so that they can get their benefits and their treatment from the VA. That's what they're able to do. And like I said, it's all 100% tax deductible. All 100% goes to our veterans. Go to givetopurpleheart.org to help. Car cash credit. I don't care if you've got a rust bucket that's sitting on its side behind someone's trailer in an abandoned lot. If you don't need it, call the Purple Heart Foundation. They can come and arrange to pick it up in 24 to 48 hours, and it's free. It's free, and it's tax deductible. Three easy steps online. One quick phone call is all it takes. So go to givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
My home county has a thick notebook called the General Erosion and Sediment Control Plan, which supposedly dictates how all new construction should handle water runoff. But not all new construction causes erosion. We were actually required by these rules to cut the roots of an entire row of trees and place plastic erosion fencing in the ground. First, there was no erosion there at all. And second, had there been, trees are nature's most perfect way to control it. Instead of relying on thick notebooks of regulations, we ought to look through the lens of liberty and remember that every situation is different. Instead of applying punitive and costly government rules, we need to apply common sense.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
When you're in debt, it feels like the credit card companies have more control over your life than you do. But you have more control than you think. Did you know that you have the right to settle your debt for just a fraction of what you owe? That's right. So if you're thousands of dollars in debt, don't declare bankruptcy or consolidate everything into a huge loan. Call National Debt Relief. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. Stop panicking every time your bills come in the mail. Stop paying just the minimum and giving the credit card companies thousands of dollars in interest. Be proactive and end the cycle of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You deserve to know all your options, and National Debt Relief may be the best choice you never knew you had. Call now by dialing *DEBT on your mobile phone. That's *DEBT or *3328. Cellular rates may apply.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats.
We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
We are going to follow the laws of the country. And we're going to see who people are. We're going to see how they've done. Do you believe in a merit system, Sean? When people come in, as an example, do you believe in a merit system? One of the things that's very unfair with leaving people is that you have years and years of people waiting online. They've gone through a process and they filed legally. They filed and they're great people in some cases. I guess in some cases maybe not. But you have really great people wanting and so proudly wanting to come into our country. And now what you'd be doing is you'd take people away from that line. And it's
is there any part of the law that you might be able to change that would accommodate those people that contribute to society, have been law-abiding, have kids here? Would there be any room in your mind, or you, because I know you had a meeting this week with Hispanic leaders.
I did. I had a meeting with great people, great Hispanic leaders, and there certainly can be a softening because we're not looking to hurt people. We want people. We have some great people in this country.
What does that sound like to you guys? Because at first it was, they're getting deported. Everybody's going to get deported. There was the, I mean, we talked about that. I played on that. We took calls on that. That was something that he actually, I remember there was at one of the debates, it was one of the last debates where you had, I think, this was after Perry had dropped out. It was Kasich and Cruz. And Carson was still in. Who else? There was one of the last big debates and for the primary. And they went down the line. Do you support deportation? We played each and every answer on this show. That would you deport? And do you remember? Because Cruz got a lot of crap because he said yes. And previously he hadn't said that. And then he started saying that, he said that that was his answer at the debate, and he got hammered. And they said, well, you're only saying that now because Trump is for deporting, because Trump is for deporting 11 million. You're only saying that now. And I remember it was the CNN. It was the CNN debate. And there was the follow-up. So you would deport all 11 million illegals? And he said yes. And he was hammered. He was hammered because everyone said the only reason that you are saying that is because Trump already said that he would deport 11 million. And in fact, there was even a breakdown in cost as to how much his deportation plan would cost. How much it would cost for his deportation policy. And so now, because he also did it. I mean, there was also an interview with NBC. There was also a thing with NBC where it was a discussion about deportation. I mean, he had said that. You keep quote. He told Chuck Todd August 16th, 2015, keep the families together, but they have to go. He said that he brought up deportations again, November 12th, 2015. He brought them up again and said they all have to go. April 28th, 2016, NBC's Matt Lauer. He said that that I have the biggest heart of anybody, but that they have to go again. And he mentioned mass deportations. He goes, I wouldn't call it mass deportations, but he said he would deport. That was June 25th, 2016. And then even as recently as May 20th, he had said it again. So now apparently deportations are off the table the way that they were discussed originally. We're going to talk about that coming back. 844-344-DANA. Keep it here.
Coming to the Cascade Theater September 8th, Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Together, two old pals on the road. Don't miss this rare opportunity to catch two multi-Grammy winning stars sharing the Cascade Theater stage. Sean Colvin and Steve Earle. Thursday, September 8th at Redding's Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Over 500 aftershocks hampering rescue efforts in Amatrice, central Italy. This teenager describes with the Sky News what his house looked like after the aftermath.
There isn't a house. I don't have a house.
The Venice International Film Festival says it's canceling a traditional gala dinner and reception on the opening day of the festival in a gesture of solidarity with the victims. The provisional death toll for the earthquake has risen to 250 people, and at least 365 were injured. Meanwhile, New York City's World Trade Center honoring the victims of the earthquake. The building's 408-foot spire to be lit in the colors of the country's flag of green, white, and red. Both campaigns for president continue their vitriol Thursday. Donald Trump saying Hillary Clinton trying to smear him and his campaign.
Going to accuse decent Americans who support this campaign, your campaign, of being racists, which we're not.
Meanwhile, Clinton says Trump's been embracing a radical white rights government known as alt-right.
Donald Trump has built his campaign on prejudice and paranoia. He is taking hate groups mainstream and helping a radical fringe take over the Republican Party.
A police officer has died in a shooting in eastern Tennessee. Police in Maryville say the officer responded with a Blount County Sheriff's deputy to a domestic disturbance, and when they arrived, a man came out firing and fatally wounded the officer, the suspect taken into custody. A 101st Airborne Division soldier fired two shots at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, then fled in his vehicle before being apprehended by the military police. The soldier entered a hangar and fired the shots. No injuries were reported. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey there, this is Eric Metaxas. Lately, I've been telling you about Liberty University's online degree programs. Liberty University is the world's largest Christian university with over 95,000 students studying around the world through Liberty's online programs. While there are a lot of universities who've jumped into online education, few can deliver on the promise of a quality education with such flexibility, and even fewer can actually point to a graduate of their online program like my friend Morgan from Nashville.
I did it. I actually got my degree from Liberty University. Two degrees, actually. Not only has this process taught me self-discipline, I've also learned that it is never too late to fulfill your dreams. And I did it all online. I did it, and you can too.
Call Liberty University now at 800-424-9595. That's 800-424-9595, 800-424-9595, or visit liberty.edu/online. Flexible, affordable, possible. Liberty University Online.
Consumer groups are suing General Mills, claiming the company misleads the public with its labeling practices. For details, we go to Washington and Linda Kenyon.
The groups are Moms Across America Beyond Pesticides, the Organic Consumers Association, and the Richmond Law Group. They filed a lawsuit under the Consumer Protection Procedures Act in Washington, D.C., claiming General Mills falsely labels its Nature Valley brand granola bars as made with 100% natural whole grain oats. The complaint reads the oats contain the chemical glyphosate, a potential biocide and human endocrine disruptor. The complaint further states that no reasonable consumer seeing the labeling stating the product as natural would expect it to contain something that is unnatural. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
A Texas jury has found a General Motors ignition switch was not to blame for a 2011 accident that killed one driver and injured another one. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The death toll in the attack on American University in Kabul now stands at 13.
That includes 7 students and 1 young professor, a graduate of Stanford Law School, who is also a PhD candidate at Oxford University in Britain.
Correspondent Lynn O'Donnell reporting from Kabul says while no group has claimed responsibility for the assault, suspicions are pointing to the Taliban.
The government, President Ghani himself, has come out with a statement in which he's directly blaming the Pakistani authorities for the attack. He's saying that it was organized and orchestrated from across the border.
An official says a California man and woman wanted for killing a mother and kidnapping 3 children have been arrested in Colorado. Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department says Joshua Robertson and Brittany Humphrey were arrested today in Pueblo, about 40 miles south of Colorado Springs. The children found safe yesterday in a motel on the outskirts of Albuquerque, New Mexico. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
I understand what you're saying and what you're describing, but still, tell me that. Well, are you going to have a massive deportation force?
You're going to have a deportation force, and you're going to do it humanely, and you're going to bring the country, and frankly, the people, because you have some excellent, wonderful people, some fantastic people that have been here for a long period of time. Don't forget, Mika, that you have millions of people that are waiting online to come into this country, and they're waiting to come in legally, and I always say the wall. We're going to build the wall. It's going to be a real deal. It's going to be a real wall. There was a picture in one of the magazines where they had a wall this tall, and they were taking drugs over the wall. They built a ramp over the wall, and the truck was going up and down. They were using it like a highway. The wall was like a highway. And this is not going to happen. It's going to be a Trump wall. This is going to be a real wall. And it's going to stop people, and it's going to be good. But your friend Thomas Friedman called me and he said
a Trump wall. So this was back before he got in a fight with Mika, though I will say that. I don't really know Mika. I don't know. But interesting. But that was back then. Now this is what he told Hannity. This was part 2 that just played last night. Listen.
We are going to follow the laws of the country.
That means they go back.
Follow the laws. And we're going to see who people are. We're going to see how they've done. Do you believe in a merit system, Sean? When people come in, as an example, do you believe in a merit system? One of the things that's very unfair with leaving people is that you have years and years of people waiting online. They've gone through a process and they filed legally. They filed and they're great people in some cases. I guess in some cases, maybe not. But you have really great people wanting and so proudly wanting to come into our country. And now what you'd be doing is you'd take people
away from that line. And it's
is there any part of the law that you might be able to change that would accommodate those people that contribute to society, have been law-abiding, have kids here? Would there be any room in your mind, or you, because I know you had a meeting this week with Hispanic leaders.
I did. I had a meeting with great people, great Hispanic leaders, and there certainly can be a softening, because we're not looking to hurt people. We want people. We have some great people in this country.
So now what he's proposing is he's talking about having them all paying back taxes. He's talking about no amnesty. He's saying no citizenship. But then when you say you're going to pay whatever back into the system, to me that's like, and Ann Coulter, who I think is, I have opinions. We used to be friends. Let's put it like that. Elections change people. If you don't immediately, right when the primary starts, completely 100% agree with them on something and they can't be cool about it, that's what happens. But she's freaking out over this. Well, I would be too if I wrote a book that was saying, that had the sentence in there, everything he says is great and we're great so long as he doesn't change his immigration policy. So she was freaking out last night, all last night on Twitter about it. And he had said that in this, there's no amnesty, I'm quoting, as such, there's no amnesty, but we work with them. We work with them on it. So the softening, the way his plan stands now, and the way that Kellyanne Conway laid it out on CNN this morning, it is literally, absolutely, 100% identical to Jeb Bush's. I mean, that's what I've been doing this morning. As I was looking at Jeb Bush's written plan, I looked at Trump's past plan, and I was looking at the transcript last night, and Kellyanne Conway's laying out what he's standing for now, and it is 100% identical to Jeb Bush's plan. Now, this is where I'm confused. And this is how, and I'm not just talking about my perspective, I cannot tell you the number of people that I have heard from in email and have been on Facebook and have been on Twitter and everywhere else. So I want to go back quickly to the primary and the perspective that we all had on immigration during the primary. And in the, because it sounds like there's a little bit of triangulation to his answer here. Amnesty, path to citizenship, and because he's saying right now, it doesn't sound like there's going to be a deportation of the good people and the families, where he had absolutely said that before. So let's go back to what we all thought of immigration back during the primary days. So then, back then, which actually wasn't that long ago, we were aggravated at Jeb Bush because we felt that Jeb Bush's immigration plan, were it concerned allowing people to stay and work, not granting citizenship, although he was flirting with the idea of allowing a path to citizenship, and that is one thing that no one, including Coulter, has been able to say from this new clarification from the Trump campaign, that is off the table. Because he didn't exactly address it last night, and Kellyanne Conway did not address it this morning. Now, maybe that's something they're going to talk more about, and they're just waiting. I'm willing to give that benefit of the doubt. But at the current time, we only have to go on what they have given us so far, correct? So back when, in the primary, when we were judging, when immigration was driving all of everybody's main choices, Jeb Bush's allowing people to, deporting the criminals, allowing families and people who have been here forever to stay and not giving them citizenship, i.e. not giving them the ability to vote, and all of that, even E-Verify, et cetera, no sanctuary cities, that was called amnesty. It was called amnesty back during the primary. Ted Cruz's plan, which was similar but said, but did not flirt with citizenship. It said, no, absolutely, the penalty is that you do not get to vote at all for your lifetime. You entered here legally. You want to stay here. Instead of deporting, fine, but you don't ever get to vote. That was called amnesty. And they all wanted a wall, too, by the way. Why would this not be considered the same? And I know that people loathe Hillary Clinton, and none of us want to see her in the White House. But the fear that we had back during the primary, and even before, the presidential primary got underway really began with the Gang of Eight and Marco Rubio. Because, see, Marco Rubio's plan differed in that he did support a pathway to citizenship, which is legitimate amnesty. I mean, that's what, let's be honest, after the Gang of Eight blew up in his face, he started quickly revising that plan. And that's what ultimately tanked Rubio. And everyone was afraid after that. They thought Rubio is going to be the guy that all of these pro-amnesty Republicans are going to use to try to sell amnesty to Americans. They're going to use Marco Rubio as the vehicle, and they are going to push amnesty on all of us, and they're going to use him to sell it. I had a friend who this morning made the observation that, well, they didn't even need Marco Rubio to do it, because unless the point on the path to citizenship can be further clarified by this campaign, they may have already achieved it with the nominee. And that's not a harsh perspective to take. I am pretty hardcore when it comes to immigration. I'm pretty libertarian on a ton of issues, but I believe in a country's sovereignty, and I believe in borders. And I'm really hardcore. I'm one of the people who think that if you've been here for decades, then you've had the time to fill out the paperwork and become a legal citizen. And if you didn't, that's a bummer for you, but there's a penalty to that. I'm really hardcore. And this was actually one of the issues that I thought Trump was strongest on. And this was the issue that was preventing me from really getting into Jeb Bush. And I've heard from so many people out there who have said, okay, now we're really confused. Because it feels like this is the plan of a candidate that we went at over amnesty for in the primary. And it's confusing because what do you tell all those people? You go to war with the soldiers that you have, granted. But that also means now we're redefining what amnesty is, or does it? See, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing. That's why it's just confusing. Now, Kellyanne Conway, let me give you some insight, because I've interviewed her before, and I do like Kellyanne Conway. And I think that she, out of anyone on that campaign, is going to be the only person to navigate him through this. She previously worked with Cruz. And she and Cruz differed on immigration, and I know that for a fact, because she was way more open to a pathway to citizenship than he was. He did not want a pathway to citizenship. And Cruz got a lot of crap, and I actually criticized him for this too, because during that debate, remember when they were going one by one, and I talked about this last segment, they were going one by one and asking people where they were on deportations, and he said, yes, I will deport everyone. And I said, and I like Cruz, always have, but he pandered there. He pandered when he was talking about deportations. And the only reason that they were saying it is because Trump was talking about deporting 11 million people. And that's the only reason that he said it, is the only reason the others said it. And everybody was livid because they're like, well, we don't believe you. We don't believe you because you just changed your position. We don't believe you because you never said that before. Okay, well, now apparently the deportations are off the table. So where do we stand? We're going to open up the phone lines here. I don't want you to go anywhere. 844-344-DANA, because we are going to get you in. It's time for Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
I don't even know how this happened, and this is so frustrating. So so apparently in Minnesota, Trump is not on the ballot in Minnesota, and I don't know what the heck the Minnesota GOP is doing right now. This just came out this morning. They're like, it's total incompetence. Have no idea why. I mean, everybody else is on there. I didn't realize. Did you know that there was a party called, it's just a party called Legal Marijuana Now? That is what the party's name is. So let me just go through really quickly. They have a sample ballot for Minnesota. Of course, you have Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine, Democratic Farmer Labor, Daryl Castle, Scott Bradley, Constitution Party, Dan Vasek and Mark Ellsworth, Legal Marijuana Now. You have the Socialists. You have the Green Party. Howie Hawkins is the VP pick for Green Party. I can't have anybody named Howie Hawkins in the VP office. American Delta Party, Rocky De La Fuente and Michael, I never heard of that. Independent, and that's Evan McMullen and Nathan Johnson. Libertarian, Gary Johnson, Bill Weld. How in the world is that not on there? They apparently, somebody screwed up the process. Someone in Minnesota screwed up the process. So, and he's not listed because they didn't file. Minnesota GOP didn't file. I just want to bang my... Where's that Muppet that beat his head on the piano? Can we have that? I wish I could make that a gift that would translate over the airwaves. Mexican diplomat has urged the United States to ban guns. While speaking at a completely irrelevant group called the United Nations meeting in Switzerland, Mexico's foreign minister apparently thought her opinion was valuable. And she said that it is easier in the United States to buy a gun than a liter of milk or a box of cereal. This is Claudia Ruiz Massieu, who made these remarks to the second conference. Apparently, she's never purchased a firearm here. I've purchased a ton of guns. I have more guns than I can keep in a singular room. Why? Because America. For the same damn reason, I have a million different high heels. Because America. And I have never had to do fill out a 4473, undergo a background check, and do all that stuff to get some milk or a cereal. So just going to throw that out there. If I wanted Mexico's opinion on a particular issue, which I never will, I would ask them. But I don't like unsolicited advice. I don't like unsolicited opinions, particularly from a country that has every single day a drug cartel murders at least 20 people and decapitates them and leaves fancy little notes with severed heads out on the sidewalk. So you can step off with that right now. Seriously, nothing angers me more. Nothing angers me more. There is, let's see, the Clinton Foundation is already considering exceptions to their foreign donation ban. So everyone is saying, well, you need to, Hillary Clinton, you need to, they're urging her to shut down the foundation. And have you seen, by the way, and we're going to get into this, Bill and Hillary Clinton's defenses of this? Well, we help blind children. No, you don't. Don't even do this. Wait until you hear these excuses on this. So anyway, Daily Caller reports after announcing a presidential potential moratorium on foreign and corporate donations, now they're already backtracking to this decision. Of course they are. So Bill Clinton says, well, you know, I mean, we may get some donations, and you can't just, because that's their cash cow, you guys. That's a Clinton cash cow. You can't shut that down. Can you imagine if half of the people that she met in the State Department were people who donated to the foundation? Remember, I was in school, but you remember how everybody was freaking out over the selling out of the Lincoln bedroom? What would that look like under a Hillary Clinton presidency? I shudder to think. Folks, Patriot Mobile is the only conservative mobile phone service in the United States. Now, you need to be super careful where your cash dollars are going to with your cell phone service. This is a huge deal. A lot of cell phone services are used as like PACs in a way. There's one that has given Credo. They've given over $80 million to things like anti-gun legislation, like Everytown stuff. And they're also the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood. And I don't want to, while I'm getting, you know, paying for my cell phone service, I don't actually want to fund the stuff that I fight. You know what I mean? So I switched back in February to Patriot Mobile. It's a Texas company. It's the only conservative phone company in the United States of America. And they also fund conservative causes and initiatives. They're way better than your current mobile phone provider. The customer service is amazing. You're not going to get, you know, run through the ringer if you have a question or a concern. And you save anywhere from 10 to 15% on your bill. And they donate a portion of your bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-8-PATRIOT today, and for switching over, you'll get a free Samsung Galaxy S7 and unlimited talk text data for just $70 a month. Now, my whole family uses it. Kane switched over as well. We care where our money goes. We don't want to actually fund the stuff that we have to fight. So put your money where your values are. Use promo code Dana. They'll waive that activation fee for you for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-8-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot, PatriotMobile.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, new time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Call Dana now at 844-344-3262.
We have a couple minutes here before our next longer segment where we're going to go to the phones. Actually, we have a minute here. I lied. Marty's like, no, we have a minute. We're going to go to the phones to get your thoughts on this stuff. Because that's the thing. I'm confused. I'm genuinely confused. And it was like one of the issues that I actually thought that he was strongest on. And it just did, now it's like not, I don't know. It's just all confusing. All I know is Coulter's freaking out about it. She's totally freaking out about it. Anyway, so we're going to take a quick break. We're coming back at the bottom of the hour here. And 844-344-DANA, what do you all think about this? Because I'm concerned about a path to citizenship, and I'm concerned that deportations are now off the table. And I mean, I know that there's a difference between a deportation force and then going after people who flout the law. I don't know. We got a lot to talk about. And the Clinton stuff. Keep it here. As we head into the summer this year, all I can think about is being outside and exercising and doing fun stuff with my family every chance I get. It's that one time of the year that I want to make sure that my energy level is at its peak so I can enjoy all the fun stuff. Do you feel like you're dragging and you need more energy? If you haven't joined me yet in the Super Beats Revolution, what are you waiting for? You've heard me say it over and over. Beets are a nutrition goldmine. I love that I'm doing something healthy, and I have amazing all-day energy and stamina. I take Super Beats every day. I've been using this product for over a year, and it works. I can feel the energy that it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit danashootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on the whole thing. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, Dana Shoots.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR1460.
This is Joe McKenna from CloudWise Academy. I learned a lot the hard way about internet marketing. Every month, I'll help you take control of how the internet impacts your business and your revenue. You'll hear the latest tech news from the digital world, but most importantly, get your tech and marketing questions answered. Learn what you need to know to manage the tech side of your business as effectively as you manage everything else. It's your chance to get those important questions answered. Join us for the Digital Revolution Radio Show every fourth Wednesday at KCNR 1460.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Ardwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
There's no better time than today to head into Renting Kia during the top quality sales event.
Here's your best deal on a 2016 Kia Optima. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month plus tax. ID 079711. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month to lease a brand new Optima.
36 months, 36,000 miles. Or how about a rock-solid Kia Sedona compared with Odyssey and Sienna? Now $25,895 after $1,000 Kia customer cash. ID 185685.
This is not your mama's minivan.
One at this price, nine in stock. And every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any deal document processing charge, must lease through Kia Motors Finance for optimal offer. Mileage penalty, 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles on approval of credit subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com. Sale ends September 5th.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Bingo. Don't miss our monthly $24,000 bingo blowout, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions, where 12 regular games pay $400. Yes. $25 for two books. Additional books are only $5, plus 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game.
For a mystery prize.
So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Wind River.
For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to WindRiver.com.
Bingo calendar subject to
bingo is better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club.
Kathleen Kelling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of The Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
We should be helping these businesses grow and expand, create jobs. But Hillary Clinton is virtually trying to shut them down. She opposes school choice. You need your education is a disaster. She supports open borders that violate the civil rights of African Americans by giving their jobs to people here unlawfully. She supports trade policies that have closed factories in African American communities and put millions of African Americans and others, all of us, out of work. So many people out of work. She supports radical regulations that puts Americans out of a job and that raise the price of their energy bills, you all see it, beyond anything that you thought would ever, ever happen. She supports policies on crime that make communities less safe and that make it harder to raise your children in security and in peace. You see it all the time, the inner cities. Parents walking with their beautiful child and they get shot. They're shot. Their child is shot, often killed. Folks, what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? Donald Trump will fix it. We're going to make it better. We're going to help education.
This is Trump speaking live right now in New Hampshire.
We're going to create jobs. We're going to bring our...
He's trying to, and I think this is a smart move. Hillary Clinton is, she's scheduled, what, to speak in about a half hour, 40 minutes? And she's going to be talking about the quote-unquote alt-right, which is not a label that anybody should adopt. But she's going to talk about the alt-right segment of the GOP. And he's stepping out in front to blunt the impact of that, which I think is smart to do. I can't tell. I think he's on a prompter. I can't tell if he's on a prompter or if he's just kind of, I don't think he's totally winging it. I think that's Kellyanne, some Kellyanne Conway influence there. But I think that's smart to get out and blunt it before she gets out there. And he's turning it into an attack on her, which, you know, is smart to do, like I said. A couple of things, and we got some Clinton Foundation stuff to get into, because the way that it stands right now, if Hillary Clinton were to be elected, the Clinton Foundation would still be operational. It would still be operational. And originally they had said they were going to limit donations and limit all this other stuff, but now Bill Clinton's already walking that back. So if you thought the selling out of the Lincoln bedroom was bad, imagine what it would be like now. Seriously, imagine what it would be like now. One of the big concerns that I'm hearing from a lot of people, and Ann Coulter's been going crazy on this, she literally, I mean, I don't know how to describe, not, I mean, I'm not saying this meanly, she had a fit, like an absolute meltdown online last night over this, the immigration stuff. Because when you look at, and I know some are saying that it's Gang of Nine, and to be fair, I don't think that he's joined the Gang of Nine. I don't think that he's made the Gang of Eight and Nine. Because the way that Kellyanne Conway and Trump both have redefined the immigration position, he didn't say that there was a pathway to citizenship. He said no citizenship, where Rubio was always very hazy on that, and pathway to citizenship is amnesty. He had said they'll pay, they have to pay taxes, there's no amnesty, but we have to work with them. And he made the, well, I mean, I listen to his own, and then we're going to go to the phone. Where's the, was it 18? Where he was, yeah, where he was talking about the softening of it. And this gets into the deportation thing, because there was, originally there was going to be mass deportation, and now it looks like that may be changing. I'm going to let him say it in his own words, and we're going to go to the phones. Listen.
Anything but destroy jobs for African Americans.
Unfair with leaving people is that you have years and years of people waiting online. They've gone through a process and they filed legally, and they're great people in some cases, I guess in some cases maybe not, but you have really great people wanting and so proudly wanting to come into a country, and now what you'd be doing is you'd take people away from that line. And it's
is there any
unfair
part of the law that you might be able to change that would accommodate those people that contribute to society, have been law-abiding, have kids here? Would there be any room in your mind, or you, because I know you had a meeting this week with Hispanic leaders.
I did. I had a meeting with great people, great Hispanic leaders, and there certainly can be a softening, because we're not looking to hurt people. We want people. We have some great people in this country.
So when he was talking to Hannity about this last night, there, you know, I do think that there needs to be an overhaul of when people are filling out their filling out applications and they're trying to become legal citizens. That's so bureaucratic, because you got people who, I know somebody who's been waiting 13 years. Like, of my personal acquaintance, I know somebody who's, they're here legally, they've just been waiting 13 years for citizenship. They've been waiting that long. And they've, you know, hardworking people. And so it did, because he was talking about deportations. That was on the table. He had talked about that. We've played the audio. I have all the sound bites all the way back, even from a year ago. And so now he said there will be a softening. So now people are freaking out. Ann Coulter is livid. And a lot of people are saying, well, look, what he's saying right now is absolutely 100% identical to what Jeb Bush's immigration plan was during the primary. And that was called amnesty then. So if it was called amnesty, then what is it called now? Particularly when there is not a lot of clarification in terms of, all right, you're going to have them pay taxes. You're going to, they're not going to get to vote, right? No vote? Because you can't have people, you can't do that. That would be going totally into Gang of Eight. Let's go to the phones, though, and I'll get some of your calls on this. I appreciate everyone's patience. We have online one, Alex, is calling from our awesome affiliate in Orlando. Alex, welcome to the show. What do you make of all of this? I mean, how does this affect how you were seeing this issue with regards to the nominee?
Well, I, having experienced the whole immigration myself, my wife is from Finland, and it took us 11 months to get her green card, and we were actually put on hold for an extra 5 months because she grew up in China as a missionary child. And my view of this whole thing is that, you know, I want to believe that there's the process is going to be done correctly, but you know, with all this stuff, I'm more afraid of, you know, I feel like he's going to keep jumping back and forth with his answers here, and I just want to see a definite answer. That's just the way I see everything.
Right. No, I agree with that, Alex. I appreciate the call in, because, and I look at this, too, and I know a lot of people, I have a lot of friends who are just sort of scratching their heads, because I've always, and like I've said, I've been super, I'm really hardcore on immigration. I'm a libertarian on a lot of issues. I am super hardcore on immigration. And This was one of the things, and I've been critical of, like, I got mad when Cruz was talking about deportations, because I thought he was pandering when he was talking about deportations. He talked about deportations previously, and he told a woman to her face he would send her home. But I thought during that debate, I thought that was pandering. I thought Kasich was totally pandering. This, I'm actually, I, because you would not believe what my inbox looks like right now. And it's confusing because I feel like all of a sudden the Republican Party doesn't, all of a sudden the definition of amnesty and immigration, everything is up in the air. And what we thought we knew has changed. And it's almost as if, I don't know if, because Kellyanne Conway did work with Mark Zuckerberg on amnesty. I like Kellyanne Conway. I think she's great at polling, and I think she's great in campaigns. But that is a fact. And she was hammered. Michelle Malkin went after her over that. But this, I don't know. It's confusing because now everything is just kind of up in the air, and it's everybody's frustrated. Let's go on down the line. Cameron also calling from Florida online too. Cameron, welcome to the program. Thanks for calling in. What do you make all this? Everybody's scratching their heads.
Well, you asked the last caller how he felt about the candidate after this, and the fact is Donald Trump has said a lot of controversial things, and he doesn't walk stuff back. He doubles down on it. So I say that if he's saying this new tune, that's probably what he's going to stick with.
Did you, when you were listening to his soundbite, because I think the two questions that I have, he did say no citizenship, and that was, I know that, what was it, like Jeff Flake and some of the other ones had said previously in like Gang of Eight, a pathway to citizenship for certain people, and then that was like never elaborated upon, and it was all confusing. But the question that I had in listening to the audio, and then even listening to Kellyanne Conway this morning on CNN, is there ever going to be a pathway to voting? I mean, if people are paying into the system, and we've gone that far, what did you take? Did you feel like you heard a definitive answer on that, allowing people who entered illegally and getting them to pay back into the system, et cetera, et cetera? Did you think that there was any wiggle room there for a vote?
Well, he was very vague, so I'd say there could be. I hope there's not. You know, you're talking about the Jeb Bush plan a lot, and whether it's amnesty or not, I think the best word for it is clemency.
Ooh, that's good. I like that word.
He's not talking about it and letting people off scot-free. He just wants to lessen the penalty.
Right. Yeah. I appreciate the call in. Yeah, this is what is confusing. And I'm hoping, because, see, now, originally, it was going to be today. Originally, he was going to give a huge immigration speech today, and it's been postponed. They didn't cancel it. It's just been postponed. And they're going to, because Conway came out and said, there are certain things that we have to refine. And I appreciate her honesty on that. She's like, look, there's just certain things that we got to refine. That's just how, that's all there is to it. But now with all of this, everyone's like, wait a minute. There's not going to be any voting, right? Right? Nobody's going to get to vote. And honestly, even though Ann Coulter and I are really not friends anymore, it has to suck to come out with a book and literally day three that your book is out, this happens. And she did have that line in there, like, her support would only change if his immigration policies changed. And now she's apoplectic. Let's keep going down the line. We have Lucas on line four, also calling from our awesome affiliate in Florida. Lucas, welcome to the program. What do you make of all this? Because we got a lot of people that are confused now.
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon, Dana. I'm not going to try and, change anybody's mind. I'm definitely not going to try and change your mind, and hopefully I won't take up too much time to explain where I'm coming from. After listening to his comments, he said that there could be a softening. He didn't say that there will be, or, it's a definite answer. We've known Trump to have some words that, need a little bit of interpretation. But as far as my own interpretation of listening to it, I don't think that he's really taking the whole idea of deportations off of the table. Right. You have to realize he's a businessman, so he has to kind of do a give and take.
Well, he said
situation.
He'd send the bad ones back. So to some extent, it's still there.
And of course, that's, I'm sure, everyone who's listening right now and everyone who is supportive of the idea. We don't want the bad ones here. There was the shooting in California, and unfortunately we found that guy had been deported, and he came back and, you know, ended up in jail for murder. What I think Mr. Trump is trying to do is that he's trying to reach out to the Hispanic community. He's been hurting in the numbers, but he wants them to understand he's here for the good people. He's here to, you know, help them find a way. He doesn't want them skirting the system because, you know, obviously we have people who have waited years trying to get into this country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just a way of him, you know, extending his hand across the table and saying, you know, hey, you know, we want your support. You know, we can look at some ideas together. We can work with you. It's not going to be amnesty. You're not going to have the full package that you're going to get with Clinton, which sounds nice. But, you know, we're willing to help you out. We're going to send the bad ones who have done nothing for society, the ones who have been to jail, the ones who have been convicted in crimes, they're going back. But the ones who have actually come here, supported their families, done a job, earned a good living, you know, I can completely understand where he's coming from, where, you know, we can extend them an olive branch and try and welcome them into our society, because that is what the United States has always been about. Those who come here to prosper, those who come to
Do you think there's a difference? Because I think there's a difference, too, between people who start the process and they want to become legal citizens and they're stuck in limbo and they're waiting forever. And then the people who just come here illegally and they stay here illegally for like decades. And in that entire time they've been here illegally, I mean, at some point you can start the process of becoming a legal citizen, you know.
Right. And I mean, the people who have been here illegally, there should be a separate situation where, you know, they've been here for a while. You know, we shouldn't give them, you know, everything up front. They should have to work for it, wait their turn in line. Those who have, you know, gone about the legal route should definitely, you know, do what they can to further the process. Hopefully the government, if we elect Trump, will help them, you know, speed up the system. We need to have the vetting process done so that we're not letting in anyone.
Yeah, we definitely need some overhaul. I got to get going, though, Lucas. I appreciate the call in, and I totally get what you're saying, too. I do think that there's a difference between people who start the process and they're just stuck in limbo, and then the people who never, I think the people who never start it should be sent back. That's me. And keep the families together by everybody. That's the you made that choice. And that's, I told you guys I was hardcore on this. I mean, seriously. We got a lot more to talk about on this. We're going to get more of your calls. 844-344-DANA. Super Beats all day energy, folks. Super Beats helps support free, limited government radio. And think about them when you're out there considering what you're going to do for energy and better health. Because, see, unlike coffee, Super Beats is a functional food for circulation that you drink. I have it every day. I actually have iced coffee right now. It's just one cup. I've my only cup of coffee today, and I have a teaspoon of Super Beats in it right now. I do the regular over the black cherry. And I can feel the difference in energy and stamina within 20 minutes. The nitrates and beets help support healthy blood pressure. They increase your circulation. Super Beets is the best way to get it because their drying process preserves the full concentration of those nitrates. You have a money-back guarantee, and it doesn't taste like vegetables because of that drying process. Just a mild berry flavor. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or black cherry, free book, free strips to measure the nitrate levels in your body. You can see it working before and after. Free shipping, and you got that money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-664-5670 or visit DanaShootsBeats.com. That's DanaShootsBeats.com.
How to break this ridiculously annoying law. Every morning you wake up, you're a day older. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Science and medicine now see aging as a disease that can be slowed or even prevented. Here's the thing. It's been known for a long time that caloric restriction, eating less, 1,900 calories or fewer if you can, does make you live longer and healthier. Not forgetting your old friend exercise, essential for keeping your body and brain young. And then lo and behold, it was discovered that a commonly used drug in diabetes, metformin, is as good as calorie restriction. At present, the best available anti-aging drugs are exercise and not eating until your gut hurts. But it's only a matter of time before anti-aging meds are on the market for us all. Stay tuned. For a complete review of how to age better, check out my latest podcast. You'll find it on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Now, I'm sure you know that I am a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms, and that's why I'm also a member of the USCCA, whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what firearms call in your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun, or maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or a shotgun for hunting season, or maybe it's your very first firearm that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any firearm, any brand, and any caliber. Just visit protectanddefend.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit protectanddefend.com today. That's protectanddefend.com.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy. As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office. Yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
With Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
We got more of your calls coming up. In the meantime, y'all know what it's time for. My favorite time in radio. Kick it.
Hey, brother. It's time to check in on Florida Man.
So I had about 22 people just from our WDBO affiliate that sent me this story. There's some about pork chops. Now, who doesn't love a good pork chop? That's all I want to know. Palm Beach Post reports that a Florida man hit his wife over too many pork chop meals. Can you have too many pork chop meals? Florida man was arrested earlier this month after police said he got into a fight with his wife and hit her because he was sick of always having to eat pork chops. William Welch, 46 years old, was arguing with his wife at their Fort Pierce area home and said, she, quote, she keeps buying pork chops and I'm sick of eating pork chops. I want to eat more chicken. He was found by officers with barbecue stains all over his shirt. He said came from his wife throwing pork chops at him. He was, of course, as police described, extremely intoxicated, and he did not want to complete his witness statement because he could physically not complete his witness statement. She sounded like she just defended herself. That's all. That's what it sounds like with some pork chops. We have more of your calls coming up. Plus, the Hope Solo suspension. This is ridiculous. The Olympics suspends her for like a whole like season. Wait until you hear why. This and so much more. Keep it here.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoche. The south entrance to Yellowstone National Park expected to remain closed into the weekend because of a fire burning in neighboring Grand Teton National Park. Park Fire Officer Ron Steffens says the fire could continue to burn for over a month.
Season-ending event is usually October 1st. Before that, we'll be able to open the roads. We're still working on developing a safe plan to do that, but the roads will be open far sooner than that. But the fire itself will burn until there's rain or snow.
Meanwhile, California's newest wildfire has chased hundreds of people from their homes in Siskiyou County near the Oregon border. That blaze broke out Wednesday just north of Yreka, has burned about 400 acres. A fire officials in central Idaho say a 160-square-mile wildfire burning there in a mountainous country near Loman is about 38% contained. Some low-level evacuation notices remain in place. A strong aftershock has hit the earthquake-struck area in central Italy, causing more damage to buildings in a town nearly destroyed a day earlier.
It sent rescue crews and residents running again into the streets. A huge plume of smoke and dust was up in the air in Amatrice, and in one of the buildings already damaged by the quake, you could see the crack worsened as a result.
That's correspondent Nicole Winfield reporting from Rome. Premier Matteo Renzi authorizing a preliminary $56.5 million in emergency funding and ordered the cancellation of taxes for residents of the quake-hit central area. Here at home, after touring the city of Kokomo Thursday following Wednesday's devastating tornado, Vice Presidential nominee Indiana Governor Mike Pence says he's very thankful there were no fatalities.
To see these homes virtually completely destroyed, but because of people's quick thinking, because of a good early warning system here locally, no serious injuries, no loss of lives. That's a miracle.
National Weather Service says it was an EF3 tornado with winds of 165 miles an hour. News and analysis.
Hey there, this is Eric Metaxas. Lately, I've been telling you about Liberty University's online degree programs. Liberty University is the world's largest Christian university with over 95,000 students studying around the world through Liberty's online programs. While there are a lot of universities who've jumped into online education, few can deliver on the promise of a quality education with such flexibility, and even fewer can actually point to a graduate of their online program like my friend Morgan from Nashville.
I did it. I actually got my degree from Liberty University. 2 degrees, actually. Not only has this process taught me self-discipline, I've also learned that it is never too late to fulfill your dreams. And I did it all online. I did it, and you can too.
Call Liberty University now at 800 800-424-9595. That's 800-424-9595, 800-424-9595, or visit liberty.edu/online. Flexible, affordable, possible. Liberty University Online.
France's highest administrative authority studying whether local bans on full-body burkini swimsuits are legal amid growing concerns in the country and abroad about police forcing Muslim women to disrobe. Images of uniformed police appearing to require a woman to take off her tunic and media accounts of similar incidents have elicited shock and anger online this week. And in London, Mayor Sadiq Khan joined the criticism.
I don't think anybody should tell women what they wear or what they shouldn't wear. Now, I appreciate that there is a state of emergency in France, and I appreciate the challenges faced by France as a country.
Critics of the local decrees have said the orders are too vague, prompting local police officials to fine even women wearing the traditional Islamic headscarf and the hijab, but not burkinis. The bans do not generally use the word burkini, but forbid in a general way clothing that is ostensibly religious. More on these stories at townhall.com. Applications for unemployment benefits slipped a bit last week, a sign the American job market remains healthy.
The Labor Department says applications slipped by 1,000 to a seasonally adjusted 261,000. The less volatile four-week average dropped 1,250 to 264,000. Overall, the number of people receiving unemployment checks fell by 30,000, down 5% from a year earlier. Applications are a proxy for layoffs. They've remained below 300,000 for 77 straight weeks, the longest streak since 1970.
It's correspondent Wally Hines reporting. An analysis by the company that administers the college prep test says students in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New Hampshire scored the highest on the ACT, while students in Nevada, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Hawaii scored the lowest. Nearly 2.1 million students took the ACT last year. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
West Valley High School Athletic Boosters, a nonprofit organization, would like to invite you to our first annual Hall of Fame dinner being held Saturday, August 27th, 6 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. No Host Bar featuring Wild Card Brewery. We are celebrating alumni Bry Walther, Tabitha Wampler, Maria Orozco, Pam Davis, Wes Gray, Michael Walker, and Joe Burgon. Tickets can be purchased at the Elegant Bean Coffee Shop in Cottonwood. We look forward to seeing you there. All proceeds benefit the high school athletic programs.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with me, John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage. We know how to say approved. I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience. So call me today at 945-9660. Let's get you into your dream home.
Access Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1096314.
This is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Well, Anderson, I'm talking to you right now, and I've given, I think, way in excess of 300 interviews this year. So I'm going to continue talking with the press and answering questions. And
why not give a press conference, though, with a lot of different reporters?
Well, you know, I've got a lot that I have been sharing with the press, talking to the press, as I'm doing with you right now. So, you know, stay tuned. There'll be a lot of different opportunities for me to talk to the press and as well as continuing to talk to the American public.
She didn't answer his question. Just want to put that. She didn't answer it. She just didn't at all answer his question. Hillary Clinton. Because, guys, you know, she hasn't given a... How long has it been, Kane, since she's given a press conference?
Oh, 260-something days now, is it?
Yeah.
270 days almost?
Yeah. It's been a long time. Yeah. It's been a long time. and she's at least, I give Anderson Cooper credit because he will ask her, shouldn't you maybe just have a press conference? I think it was, she kind of, it seems like she just wants to run out the clock, you know? She just wants to run out the clock and then just have it be as that. She's going to be giving a speech where, and I think that it is, it's smart for her. I immediately, because she has a video out, and I need to share with you this video. She's, I like how Marty says, she's like a football team with a big lead in the fourth quarter, trying to kneel the ball. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be speaking about the alt-right, which is, it's a portion, it's a fringe of the Republican side, or right side, I guess. I hate that tag. I hate that that's how they refer to themselves. But, and Trump is trying to blunt some of that in his speech. He got into it today about it. And Kelly Ann Conway was asked, because some people were talking about bringing Steve Bannon from Breitbart News on. Because Steve Bannon is, you know, he's a part of like the alt-right, and people were asking about it. I think that it doesn't help that the Republican Party had not been as forcefully critical of it as they should have been. They should have condemned. They just didn't think that it was necessary for them to do so, you know. And I get that thinking, but now you have somebody like Steve Bannon who has really championed alt-right stuff and is basically, he reminds me of like John Belushi from, what was that store? What was that where he wore the college sweatshirt? Animal House. Except without the funniness or wit. But anyway, so Hillary Clinton she's trying to use that as the latest bit of ammunition. And she's going to go after the associations. And she's going to go after and talk about alt-right. And it's dumb and also smart. Here's why. I know it's a dichotomy. I can hold both of those positions. It's dumb in that it will elevate those individuals, but that's what she wants to do. She wants to do identity politics. In fact, she came out with this video. She actually has a video, and she tweeted it. And she tweeted one of the people from the KKK. I don't know what their positions are. Like, there's a million different. I think they make them up in every group. Like, there is an imperial wizard. The hell is that? Did you walk around with, like, what is that? Like, Dumbledore? Seriously, the hell is a wizard? He's a wizard, Harry. You're a wizard. I mean, like, not in the J.K. Rowling sense. I don't know why they call themselves wizards. That is all. I just don't get. It's the funniest thing ever. They did not like it when in Charlotte I asked them what thread count they used for their sheets on video. They did not like that at all. One of them yelled at me. So anyway, she released this video where she says that the KKK said, quote, Donald Trump would be best for the job. And she came out with all of this stuff and is really going to. That's like the boogeyman everybody always wants to bring up. Well, the KKK. I'm sure that there are rapists who've actually endorsed Hillary Clinton. Should we go? You know what I mean? It's like you can control who endorses you. I do think that that's kind of like that whole guilt by association. Although, do you guys remember a certain Robert Byrd? Let me bring him up. You all remember him. His face literally looked like that of a bird's. Like, his face looked like, you know how faces are all pinched together? Like, look at the Snapchat app, because one of the filters on there pinches your face together and you look like a bird, for real. And then there's, like, a legitimate pigeon one where you really look like a bird. He looked like a bird. It was all his facial features, like, slid right into the middle of his face. As he got older, like, his forehead got taller and all of his facial features just. Anyway, Robert Byrd was a member of the KKK. And I know Democrats are like, that's so ignorant when you bring that up. It's so mean. She's actually just started speaking. He was actually, like, he was a high-up member of the KKK. And she called him a mentor. Yes. Oh, you guys don't remember. And he gave an interview. Who was he talking to? Was it Matt Lauer? And this was back in like 2003, I think. And he used a racial slur in his interview. Like, he just dropped the N-word right in his interview. And I think it was with Matt Lauer. All I know is that the person interviewing him looked momentarily just speechless. It was one of the most bizarre exchanges I've ever seen in my life. Like, he really, you could read, like, they thought, wow, he really did say that. She called him her, quote, friend and mentor. She praised him. There's videos of it. Daily Caller has it. She praised him. Oh, he was a was he a wizard? Was Robert Byrd a wizard? You're a wizard, Robert. Was he a wizard? I don't know.
I'm looking at the
I've never cared enough to look into this.
The editable Wikipedia, and I'm not seeing it just yet.
Anyway, he was a big old Klan member, and she called him her friend and mentor. So I mean, if they want to like talk about the Klan, okay, all right, let's talk about the Klan. Hey, remember when your husband was the member of a whites-only golf course in Arkansas until, like, 1993? And it was only when he got busted by the New York Times did he go, oh, I guess I shouldn't be a member of that whites-only golf course. I'm Bill Clinton. I don't like golfing with black people. Remember? And then they busted him, and he was like, oh, that was my bad. Like, I didn't know that big old whites-only sign. I didn't know what that meant. Remember that? I mean, we could talk about this. Let's discuss it.
Well, when Robert Byrd passed away, she had some words to say about him as well.
Oh, yeah, let's hear. Do you have it? It sounds like you have it.
I do have it.
Are you teasing us?
I do have it.
Kane, you're such a tease.
And he meant it. Thanks to the leadership of Senator Byrd, who chaired the Appropriations Committee,
Byrd.
New Yorkers and Americans got the help we needed. I will never forget his devotion and his friendship in that critical time. It is almost impossible to imagine the United States Senate without Robert Byrd.
Klan member.
He was not just its longest serving member.
He was a Klan member.
He was its heart, its soul, historian.
Klan member.
From my first day in the Senate, I sought out his guidance, and he was always generous with his time.
You're
and
a wizard,
his wisdom.
Robert.
I admired his tireless advocacy for his West Virginia constituents.
A mentor.
His fierce defense of the Constitution and the traditions of the Senate.
Klan.
And his passion for a government that improves the lives of the people he serves. As Secretary of State, I continue to rely on his advice and counsel. I've been grateful for the support he provided as a leader of the Appropriations Committee to our diplomat.
Okay, you know what he was? Okay, so, and thank you. Hold up. Beth Wellington on Twitter came. So Robert Byrd, he had the title of Kleagle, an exalted cyclops.
Kleagle?
Isn't that a vaginal exercise?
I think so. I think it is. You got to do your Kleagles.
Sorry.
That's their title? That's the title? Oh, boy.
It was a Kleagle. The hell's a Kleagle? Oh, I can click it. What's a Kleagle? Because I'm pretty sure that that's what you do to make it to where you don't pee your pants. Oh, the Kleagle. It's like a beagle with a it's a racist beagle.
It's an officer of the Ku Klux Klan.
His main role is to recruit
new
racists.
New members, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what he did with his bird face. And he was the exalted cyclops.
You know what? I don't care.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, here. What is that?
I thought cyclops was a giant
with
one eye.
I thought that was a joke. I know. So, what is it? I'm sorry, guys. Just roll with me here. This is so crazy. What the hell is a cyclops? I mean, I know what a cyclops is. Like, what is it in the Hillary Clinton's friend and mentor? What is the exalted? Because that's what her friend and mentor was, exalted. And everyone's like, oh, well, Dana, you know, I mean, I guess you just don't, because I've had people tell me this before. I guess you don't believe in grace for people. The dude dropped the N-word in a television interview shortly before he died. So spare me, right? He just said it like someone would say, I would like a cheese sandwich. He just dropped it like it was something that you know he says every day.
Right.
You don't say it that easily unless you say it every day. He said it like as easy as someone breathes. well, N-word, blah, blah, blah. And who? I was NBC, and the interviewer looked at him like, the hell? What just happened here? This old man is a racist. He's getting his cyclops on. Apparently, there is a grand council of centaurs. Wait,
oh, good
no.
God. What have we got in our side into?
It's like J.K. Rowling in an alternate universe.
Just keeps unpacking.
The racist world of Rowling. Oh,
just
my
keeps
gosh.
Unpacking.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even handle it right now. All right, we got to go to Quick Five, or I'm never ending this segment, ever.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
I seriously don't want to talk about anything else except this. I just can't get over it. All right. There's a parrot on the loose in Maine, and it may sound like R2-D2. It's the Timnit. Siri, I'm not talking to you. Siri thought I was talking to her just now. A gray parrot. So basically this hipster kept a parrot on his shoulder when he painted, and it flew off, and he was shocked. This is centralmaine.com. His name is Paco. Paco the parrot. And he's missing in the wilds of Maine. He's a 10-inch tall charcoal gray bird with a burgundy tail. And he flew off of Corneo's shoulder, the artist Corneo. I don't know who the hell that is. He was like, I was painting. He goes, and I got a little too confident. He was on my shoulder, and he got spooked, and he flew away. And Marty asks if that big python skin was in Maine. And then he goes, what the hell's going on up there? I don't know. They're going to, isn't Doolittle Dr. Doolittle or whatever? I don't know. Wasn't he the dude who talked to animals or something?
Professor Doolittle, right, or something?
I think so. I'm also thinking of Eliza Doolittle from Pygmy and AKA Wizard, but okay, yeah. Anyway, this parrot's going has run off or whatever they do.
A taste
and
of freedom. It's not coming.
It likes to impersonate R2-D2. So if you are in the wilds of Maine and you hear R2-D2, it's that parrot. Get it? God help me right now. I cannot even move on because I'm still like freaking out over this ridiculous story. Okay, all right. Apparently, according to KFOR, people have been robbing Whataburgers, and they've been eating all their fries. In Edmond, Oklahoma, police are looking for a pair of suspects that have an appetite for crime and Whataburger. They've been burglarizing Whataburger at night at 8 a.m. They've been actually going through people's cars as well, and they say they are hungry criminals, and they feast on fries, cheeseburgers, and ice-cold soda. Okay. Oh, my gosh. We're going to talk about how Harambe made the Cincinnati Zoo sad, because the Cincinnati Zoo, apparently, according to the Associated Press, they are not amused. Their signs, their statement says, we are not amused by the memes and petitions and signs about Harambe. Our zoo family is still in healing, and the constant mention of Harambe makes moving forward more difficult for us. Stop mocking Harambe with a meme. They're mad. Didn't they delete their Twitter account?
Yeah, according to I'm seeing right now, it was yesterday when they did it, and I'm not sure if they're actually going to bring it back or not, because as soon as they bring it back, they're going to get memes again.
Do you know what it makes me want to do? Talk more about Harambe memes. The medical school this medical school dean has admitted that high school students have been dissecting, according to Daily Call, of the brains of aborted babies. This is at the University of New Mexico. They allowed high school students participating in a summer camp to dissect the brains of aborted babies. Paul Roth, the dean of University of New Mexico School of Medicine, he's on video admitting to the allegations. It was put out earlier by New Mexico Alliance for Life. Interestingly enough, he looks exactly like the creepy preacher from the Poltergeist movies with the big, giant, black, wide-rimmed hat. I know. Not that that's irrelevant, but it also is. Maybe he's that guy. All right, quick break. When we come back, we have more of the show to get into. And Hillary's talking. Don't go anywhere.
If you could predict how long you'll live, would you? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. Beyond Call. Scientists say all you need is a treadmill, a heart monitor, and a calculator to predict whether you'll be alive a decade from now. The test, named Fit Treadmill Score, is a measure of your overall fitness. This involves 3-minute trials on a treadmill with increasing speeds and degree of incline. Johns Hopkins cardiologists looked at 58,000 stress tests and created a simple formula to tell you how likely you are to die over the next 10 years. Findings supported what we suspected all along.
fitness level is the most powerful indicator of death and survival, even after accounting for all other variables such as genetics. We are warned that the test isn't foolproof, and that it by no means predicts the toll worrying about dying can take on any of us.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you to attend your CCW renewal training at least 4 weeks from the expiration date on your permit. You can download all of your applications from our website, readingccw.com, as well as schedule your initial or renewal CCW training. Call NFI at 530-999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us.
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Did you know dirty air filters can increase your monthly electricity cost? A dirty air filter will restrict airflow and make your AC work harder. Changing your filters monthly allows your equipment to operate more efficiently, saving you energy and money, and it may increase the life of your unit. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out! It's out! It's out!
The Dana Show.
Who doesn't care to between fact and fiction, and who buys so easily into racially tinged rumors. Someone so detached from reality should never be in charge of making decisions that are as real as they come. And that is yet another reason why Donald Trump is simply temperamentally unfit to be president of the United States. Now, I hear and I read some people who are saying, well, that his bluster and his bigotry is just overheated campaign
Hillary
rhetoric.
Clinton.
An outrageous
speaking
person
live.
Saying outrageous things for
it. Again, this is the woman who had as her, quote, friend and mentor, the, what is it, the Kliegel Cyclops or Slots? I can't.
Grand Cyclops.
Kliegel person.
Kliegel.
Not
member.
To be confused with the vaginal exercise.
Right.
So that's why, well, maybe we should put the L in there so people don't think we're talking about strengthening your pelvic floor.
No.
That sounds like a good idea, Grand Wizard Dragon person.
I agree,
Mr.
Title,
Cyclops. Kliegel.
Title came out way before the exercise.
Did it? I don't know.
I think so.
Okay, well, maybe it did. Gosh, I don't know, maybe. All right, folks, quick break. We have a lot more show to get into. Don't go anywhere.
The Dana Show.
The need to support our veterans is an ongoing effort that is very important to me. Now, as many of you know, I work closely with the Purple Heart Foundation in raising awareness for veterans and their needs. It's our duty to our country and our privilege to help these veterans when they return home, and the Purple Heart Foundation is doing just that every day. Now, I support the Purple Heart Foundation because of the wide range of services they provide for veterans across the country, making sure they know that they're not alone. My friends at the Purple Heart Foundation celebrate the heart of every veteran by providing emotional, physical, educational, and financial support for veterans and their families. And remember, the Purple Heart Foundation doesn't just help combat wounded soldiers. They help all veterans and their families, carrying on the legacy of the Purple Heart. In honor of those who have served, pledge your support to the Purple Heart Foundation today. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. You can donate a vehicle or cash. That's 888-414-4483. givetopurpleheart.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, hon, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-off, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisadros Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently,
the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO style event, dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
Hey, this is Carl Baugh from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Yeah. Giving the Kremlin a free hand in Eastern Europe. American presidents from Truman to Reagan to Bush and Clinton to Obama have rejected the kind of approach Trump is taking on Russia. And we should, too.
Oh boy,
now,
Hillary.
All of this adds up to something we have never seen before. Now, of course, there's always been a paranoid fringe in our politics. A lot of it arising from racial resentment, but it's never had the nominee of a major party stoking it, encouraging it, and giving it a national megaphone until now. On David Duke's radio show the other day, the mood was jubilant. We appear to have taken over the Republican Party, one white supremacist said. Duke laughed. No, there's still more work to do, he replied. So no one should have any illusions about what's really going on here. The names may have changed. Racists now call themselves racialists. White supremacists now call themselves white nationalists. The paranoid fringe now calls itself alt-right. But the hate burns just as bright. And now Trump is trying to rebrand himself as well. But don't be fooled. There's an old Mexican proverb that says, tell me with whom you walk, and I will tell you who you are.
Ooh, Hillary Clinton.
Well, we know who Trump is.
Well, we also know who you are. I like how she's like, well, I need a proverb. Give me a Mexican one. You know, because of the wall and stuff.
That hot sauce dough.
That hot sauce dough. That Mexican proverb dough. She's in her Kim Jong-un. What color is that, Kane? Is that baby blue?
It looks
blue?
To be like,
is that
like blue? Sky blue, almost.
Chris thinks I'm somewhat colorblind, and I think he's a fascist.
I'm not sure you're using that word properly.
Is that robin's eggs blue?
It's robin egg blue, sky blue.
Let me rephrase that. Robin
baby blue?
Eggs blue. Is it? It's kind of greenish, though, right?
Ooh, Marty says powder blue. That could be.
Is it kind of greenish, or am I?
No, it's not greenish.
Am I just more correct than all of you?
I don't know. Is that screen is showing it a little darker than my computer screen? But I would say that's like a sky blue or a baby blue.
Interesting. He says it's not even. Marty, you don't think it's even a little bit green?
Not even a little bit green.
Not because it seems slightly ever so much touch of green.
Mm. That's powder blue.
Okay.
Yep. Democrat powder blue.
There you go. It still kind of looks greenish a little bit to me, but maybe not.
I'll adjust the color on that screen.
Anyway, so she's talking. You know, sometimes I think, because you know that old saying, if you don't have anything nice to say about anyone, don't say anything at all. Well, that's a bunch of crap. If you don't have anything nice to say, you come sit by me, right? And then we'll talk crap together, because that's how friendship's made. She's elevating this whole alt-right, and I do think that one of the problems that we have with the alt-right stuff is that Republicans, I think, should have been more hardcore in condemning that. I think the Trump campaign should have definitely condemned it harder, because that gave her just enough of a toehold. Although, she doesn't have any credibility in this. You are talking about a woman that was BFFs with the former member of the KKK, a woman whose husband was the member of a whites-only golf course until, like, 1993. Like, not even back in the days of yore. I mean, like, in 1993 was the member of a whites-only golf course. So she doesn't really have a lot of, doesn't really have a lot of credibility here. You know what I mean? She doesn't have anything. And then there's the whole, everyone sits here because I brought up the Robert Byrd thing, and people are going, well, Dana, you know, Robert Byrd apologized for wanting to lynch black people and how bad he hated black people and dropping the N-word all the time and being so racist and hateful and being best friends with other Klan members. Really, how did he apologize? Oh, we don't know, but we're sure he did. Really? He wrote in a memoir, one sentence. This is what he wrote, quote, "It has emerged throughout my life to haunt and embarrass me and has taught me in a very graphic way what one major mistake can do to one's life, career, and reputation." Oh, he called his years-long membership in the KKK just one major mistake, just a mistake. It was just a mistake. You know what a mistake is? You know that how after New Year's change, like you after New Year's Eve, and it's a new year, and you're gonna go write a check for something, and you write the wrong year on the check. Oh, it's a mistake. Gosh darn it, that's a mistake. You know, that's a mistake. Or maybe you incorrectly enter your PIN number for your ATM card. That's a mistake. You messed up. It's a mistake. Oops. It's not a mistake when you are a giant racist and an actual officer in the Ku Klux Klan for years, like almost your whole life. That's not a mistake. That's just you being a racist. And you just brushing it off like, oh, it's a mistake. Oops. Like how somebody stubs their toe. Oh, you stubbed your toe? I was in the KKK. Oops. That's not how that works. That's not how any of this works. A mistake. Can't give me an example of a mistake.
Like if you spilled your milk or something.
Oh, my gosh. Doesn't that suck when you just spill something? I had a big, nice, ice cold glass of Coca-Cola. And
I get it.
I was going to go a step further. I decided, I'm going to be sweet to Jesus right now and not do that. But I will later. No, but I was going to get an ice cold glass of diet soda.
Yeah.
And, you know, after I get home from work, that's what I want. Like, I'm like, oof, I just a nice
and
tall
mistake would
glass
be you accidentally
diet soda
spilling
and
that
I
on
did.
You. If you. Yeah, if you
right after
that on
I, you. I mean, I filled it to the top, and I did like I just accidentally and I just bumped it in a way that it fell. Oh man, and I made it was a mistake, right? It's not like he fell into being a Klan member all of his life. Whoops, I stubbed my toe and I fell into the Klan. Whoops! That's not how that works. That didn't happen that way.
I slipped on this banana peel and fell right into the Klan.
Good grief. That's not... And so the fact that... And he wrote that in 2005 in his memoir. One sentence. And everyone's like, oh, it's all right. It's a totally okay. I mean, you know, it's all right. It's okay. Don't worry about it. He was like... For decades, he was in the KKK. He wasn't in it for like a second. He was in it, and then he lied about leaving it. After he said he left it, he wrote a letter to the Imperial Wizard, and he stated, quote, the Klan is needed today as never before. And then somebody said he made like a new chapter of the Klan in West Virginia. And he defended it. Even into his elderly years, he wrote one sentence in a memoir where he's like, oh, it was a mistake. Really, it was a mistake. And they're like, oh, it's all right. Whatever we have to do to cover our asses on this whole racist stuff, we better get it done. Oh, my gosh. I can't, folks. It's just ridiculous. So this, I mean, oh, my gosh, just for this. You know, this is not, What are some, they're defending it. So she can sit here and talk about this. And, you know, and here's something else, too. You know what aggravates me about all of this is that progressives want to, yes, there's an alt-right faction of the right. And I've been one of the loudest people in criticizing these folks, too. Because it's not conservative. It's not even remotely Republican. And I've been very critical. And they've gone, oh my gosh, they've come after me. They've posted rape photos and all kinds of stuff. They've done all sorts of ignorant stuff. And part of the reason why these people are so vocal and why this even exists is because progressivism is partly responsible. Progressivism for so long has demonized Republicans and has demonized conservatives in the most ignorant, basest of ways. Identity politics. Personal attacks, all of that. They've been calling everybody racist for a decade, over a decade now. You disagree with health care, you're a racist. You're a woman who wants to carry a firearm for her personal protection, you're a sexist. Oh, you oppose aborting children after 20 weeks? You must be a sexist. They have attacked them for so long in the basest of ways, and then they're shocked when people finally have enough and they push back. This is Frankenstein's monster, guys. You are the creator of this. You created it. You remember that whole that anti-drug commercial, Kane, when the dad finds all this dope in his kid's backpack and he busts up in his kid's room and he's like, where did you learn to do this?
Right.
Where did you see this? And the kid goes, you are right. I learned it by watching you. That's the exact same thing playing out right now. That is the exact same thing. They are partly responsible for this. This is, like I said, it is Frankenstein's monster. They have created this, and now it's coming back to the castle. Oh, or the chickens are coming home to roost. Quick break. We have a lot more of the show today. And stupidity on the way. Don't go anywhere.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
When you're in debt, it feels like the credit card companies have more control over your life than you do. But you have more control than you think. Did you know that you have the right to settle your debt for just a fraction of what you owe? That's right. So if you're thousands of dollars in debt, don't declare bankruptcy or consolidate everything into a huge loan. Call National Debt Relief. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. Stop panicking every time your bills come in the mail. Stop paying just the minimum and giving the credit card companies thousands of dollars in interest. Be proactive and end the cycle of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You deserve to know all your options, and National Debt Relief may be the best choice you never knew you had. Call now by dialing *DEBT on your mobile phone. That's *DEBT or *3328. Cellular rates may apply.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
We are happy that we've elected United States the first America. Black man to become president of the United States of America. We also look back at many of our urban centers in this country, many that are still on welfare, many that are still unemployed, that we've been used for so long by the Democratic Party that now we have to have a voice, and many, many African Americans across this country are waking up saying, Mr. Trump, we may not have liked how you said certain things, but we do believe that you're a winner, and we do believe you won't use us like Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party has been using the African American vote for all these years, and yet we're still not where we deserve to be as the great people that we are as Black Americans.
That is Pastor Mark Burns speaking some truth. They'll attack him in like 3, 2, 1. I mean, it's usually kind of how it goes, right? I'll be on AC360 tonight to talk about Clinton's speech. That should be super fun. No, I like Anderson. Anderson's cool. I don't know who I'm on with yet, so should be pretty interesting. I'll tell you that much. Should be interesting. This, it's going to be a battle of the speeches. You had Trump speak earlier, and then you had Hillary Clinton speak. They should have a speech off every day. Can you imagine the first debate is in a month? Dude, what is that going to look like? Oh my gosh, it's going to be crazy. The first debate. It's it's just going to be insane. You're going to be watching that, right? You're going to be watching that. I'm curious to see what happens after, because she was going after the alt-right stuff. And this, it's just weird. It's just weird because that is not even, because the alt-right's not even conservatism, nor is it Republican. That's as much as identity politics as the progressive left is. It is just as much identity politics as the progressive left. It needed to be condemned more. But if you want to have a measure, if you want to have a competition as to who has the most racist, Kane, let's play really quick lightning round here. So what was the party that actually forcibly moved American Indians from their land onto reservations via the Trail of Tears?
That was the Democratic Party.
Ah, there you go.
History's
what is the
proven.
Party that argued and pushed for the disarmament of freed black men and women after slavery ended?
That was definitely the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. What was the party that wanted to make sure that black men and women were not freed and wanted to be kept as slaves?
Oh, yeah, that was the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. What was the party, just, kind of as an aside, that fought against women's suffrage?
That was definitely Democratic Party there.
Oh, crazy. Yeah, it's so crazy how that worked. And what was the party again that disarmed all American Indians up at Wounded Knee in the first federally backed gun grab?
Democratic Party.
Wow. Kind of crazy.
And filibustering civil rights.
For 84 days.
Yeah.
Crazy. Or 84 hours, rather. Yeah, crazy. Yeah, it's crazy how that works. I mean, Ooh, and last quick question. What party was the KKK affiliated with?
Oh, that was definitely started in the Democratic Party.
Okay, just to make sure. Yeah, just to make sure. Okay.
Weird. How did the media turn it around like they have?
Lying.
You know what I mean? Because this isn't anecdotal. Lying. This isn't just opinion. These are all factual, historical.
Can I interrupt you and just say that I've been watching her trying to take a selfie for like a minute now? She can't figure out how to work the damn phone to take a selfie.
Well,
does that mean to say?
Well, that's how our email.
I also have live stream up here. I was watching on my computer and it was up on the monitor. If you were watching Fox, they just had it. She's been doing that for like a minute now. I was watching the actual live stream of that event. She's been doing that for like ever.
That explains the email issues she's having with her devices.
I just swipe it clean. You swipe it.
The cloth.
Swipe it. Just, I don't know. I just don't understand. Democrats think that because they pay lip service, that somehow means that they're not racist. But yeah, their policies have had such a disproportionate effect on minority communities and women as well. Oh my gosh. Same people who pay lip service to women. So this, I'm curious to see what this ends up. I want to see how this affects polling too. And is able to take root and go from there. I don't know. But I'll be on Anderson Cooper tonight. And don't forget, Dana on the Blaze at 5 p.m. Central. And you can tune in there. We got some good stuff on that, on Dana on the Blaze as well. But and then afterwards, I'll be on, I think it's the 7 o'clock hour, I'll be on AC 360. So make sure you tune in. And we'll be talking about this particular speech. Now, tomorrow, it's Friday, so we got Open Line Friday tomorrow. We got Mailbag of Hate tomorrow. I had a woman who got so mad at me because she said that the phalluses that the anti-gun people at UT Austin were, that they weren't made of silicone. And then she, like, went at me because I didn't know anything about Bilbos. I can say that, right? I did.
Yes, with a B.
Like Bilbo Baggins.
Yes. No, no, for sure.
I didn't know anything about Bilbos.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, okay. Because that's what's important for a show like this.
Yeah, I know. That's apparently that's her life. How sad. She goes home to her cats and Bilbos. All right, let's kick it into Today in Stupidity. What do we got?
All right, cut 8.
Didn't say anything you can't say.
Today in Stupidity, Bill Clinton, you know how the Clinton Foundation has been really hammered based on their shady...
Stupidity?
Yeah.
Shadiness?
Shady.
Total criminality? Yeah,
that,
and?
That, on foreign cash. And he says, well, you know what? We're going to transition. We're just going to transition. Hold on here. We're going to transition.
Transition.
Hello, transition already.
Transition now.
If she becomes president, we'll have to do more than we did when she was Secretary of State, because if you make a mistake, there's always appeal to the White House. If you're Secretary of State, if you're president, you can't. We're going to transition all these responsibilities that would require foreign or corporate donations, which I won't accept. Raise money for the foundation.
Marty, what did you say in Slack? Say it. What did you say?
He said he sounds like he's about to die. He's on his last legs.
I love it. Oh, all right, folks, that does it for today. Dana on the Blaze at 5 p.m. Central. I'll be on AC 360 around 7-ish Central as well. Have a great night. Back with you tomorrow for Open Line Friday, Today in Stupidity, and so much more.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tension on the high seas. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook says the crew of the USS Squall fired 3 warning shots in the direction of an Iranian boat that was approaching the USS Tempest in the North Arabian Gulf Wednesday.
The crew determined that these Iranian craft coming at them were approaching in an unsafe and unprofessional manner, and they did what our very professional Navy has been forced to do in the past.
The incidents come a day after 4 small Iranian boats approached the USS Nitze at high speed, then veered off after the U.S. fired flares. Tensions of another sort on the campaign trail in Reno Thursday. Hillary Clinton says Donald Trump's rhetoric is tinged with bigotry and division.
He says he wants to make America great again, but more and more it seems as though his real message seems to be make America hate again.
Trump says Clinton's all wrong about people who want immigration laws enforced.
The people of this country who want their laws enforced and respected by all, and who want their borders secured, are not racists.
Brazilian authorities say they're charging American swimmer Ryan Lochte with filing a false robbery report over an incident during the Olympics in Rio. Brazilian police say Lochte would be informed in the United States so he could decide whether to introduce a defense in Brazil. The indictment will also be sent to the International Olympic Committee's Ethics Commission. A Texas jury has found a General Motors ignition switch was not to blame for a 2011 incident that killed one driver and injured another one. Attorneys for GM had contended the accident was caused by reckless speeding on a rain-slicked road. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A new report from the British Parliament demands that social media companies do more to control sites that promote extremism. We get the latest from correspondent Zara Shackley from London.
The Home Office Committee report says Google, Facebook and Twitter are leaving cyberspace ungoverned and lawless, making it possible for the forums to be the lifeblood of Islamic State. The chairman of the committee, Keith Vass, says huge corporations with $1 billion incomes are consciously failing to tackle this threat. However, Peter Newman, a professor at King's College London who studies radicalization, says that blaming the internet alone is too simplistic. Sarah Shackley, London.
At least 13 people are dead after an hours-long militant attack on the American University in Afghanistan. The attack ended early Thursday at the campus on the outskirts of Kabul. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Toronto police say they were called to a gruesome scene in the suburb of Scarborough early Thursday afternoon.
Sometime around 1 o'clock this afternoon, our communications bureau received a call for what was reported to be a stabbing. When our officers from 43 Division arrived, they found the lifeless bodies of three individuals. They also took one person into custody.
Police Sergeant Mike Carbone says all three victims were pronounced dead at the hospital. A fourth person, a 35-year-old man, was also injured. Police say all three victims had what appeared to be crossbow wounds. A crossbow was found on the floor nearby. Louisiana's governor says he'll be asking Congress for more money to help people recover from the floods in the southern part of his state. John Bell Edwards visited a neighborhood near Lafayette where nearly every third or fourth house still had a pile of flood debris on the lawn. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
There's no better time than today to head into Redding Kia during their top quality sales event.
Here's your best deal on a 2016 Kia Optima. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month plus tax. ID 079711. Zero down, zero first month payment, zero security deposit, and $249 per month to lease a brand new Optima.
36 months, 36,000 miles. Or how about a rock-solid Kia Sedona compared with Odyssey and Sienna? Now $25,895 after $1,000 Kia customer cash. ID 185685.
This is not your mama's minivan.
One at this price, nine in stock. And every vehicle sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any deal document processing charge must lease through Kia Motors Finance for optimal offer. Mileage penalty, 20 cents per mile over 36,000 miles on approval of credit subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue. To ReddingKia.com. Sale ends September 5th.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeir Show.
The great Nick DiPaolo. Hey, didn't you write for the Academy Awards with Chris Rock,
I
right?
I did. Although this year I noticed he's hosting again. I didn't get the call.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Well, you know how that works. Probably sure. Not enough color in the writing room.
There's not one black nominee.
Oh, God forbid. Maybe white people were better this year. Can we say that? Is that legal?
Well, yeah,
did that dawn on anybody? Maybe the white actors were a little better this year?
I heard a guy on your show. I believe he was an Italian. Who are your superiors?
John Unhinged.
Nobody cares about doing a good job, folks. I went in to get a sandwich today in La Jolla. How long should that take? 2 minutes? How come I always get that trainee who comes out from the back room with a plunger in his hand? I have the toilets are done. What next, boss? The manager goes, make that guy a sandwich. The kid looks at me. Can I help you? I said, yeah, you can start by boiling your hands. This kid goes, what do you want? I go, I'll have a tuna fish sandwich. This is what he asked me. He goes, would you like mayonnaise mixed in with that tuna? No, that would make the sandwich much too moist and delicious. Don't you have any road salt or broken glass you could throw in there? Then the kid looks at me, goes, is this for here or to go? I look around, there's no tables and chairs in this place. Well, I'll just lay on the floor and eat it, Sparky. Thanks, sir.
You can't get good service these days. Nick DiPaolo, the one, the only, right up in there. What's up, America? Are we on the air? Can you hear me now? Hello? Nepal, Denmark, Buzz, can you hear me?
Everything sounds fantastic, Johnny.
Oh, wow. 844-4JB-SHOW. I am afraid of Americans. I've told you that many, many times. A couple eating at a restaurant. Jess's lunch in Harrisburg, Virginia. The waitress was an 18-year-old girl named Sadie. And when the couple got their bill, instead of leaving her tip, one of them wrote on the receipt, "We only tip citizens." Quote, "We only tip citizens." Sadie's parents are Honduran and Mexican. She's a citizen of the United States of America. Who, first of all, has the balls to write something like that on a bill at a restaurant?
I would say an elderly woman.
No, it's a couple.
An elderly couple.
Sadie showed the receipt to her grandfather, a guy named John. He posted the receipt on Facebook and then called the person a complete and total piece of crap on Facebook. The couple found out that the grandpa put that on Facebook. They went back to the restaurant to complain that they showed the receipt of their credit card digits
right on
the Facebook post. So they went back to complain. He walks into the restaurant. The manager is yelling and screaming because the receipt showed the digits. Sadie's grandpa went to the restaurant to have a face-to-face with this guy. It didn't resolve anything because all they did was just yell, 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 and he was very belligerent. I'd like to see what he looks like. The grandpa. Is there a photo of the grandpa who wrote, "We only tip citizens"? I'd like to see that.
If you had, an issue with me or anything, you could have told my boss.
Kind of made an intemperate remark on Facebook, saying I'd do the jail time if I get an opportunity to punch the son of a gun in the face. It was an insult to my granddaughter. Of course I'm going to post it, and I'm not apologizing for that.
Right on. I would do jail time, he posted, if I could punch that son of a blank in the face. I'm afraid of Americans who write things like that. Let's have a feel-good story. Something at a restaurant where people get happy.
I got that.
A feel-good.
Hold on. No, I don't have that.
No, this is one. Let me just see this. Small print. This woman drop-kicked a birthday cake. She went to a Kroger store. Oh, Kroger. My Aunt Marcia used to go to Kroger.
Everybody went to Kroger.
Kroger, yeah. She was angry because they ran out of the flavor of the cake she wanted. Her name is Tricia Cortez. She wanted Mackinac Island fudge. The two employees had to deal with her. They are Josh Beard and Linda Wallner. And she took the cake and she drop-kicked it. You've got to be kidding me. Here are the employees who work with this psycho.
Wow. I didn't see that.
She came in, she wanted Mackinac Island fudge, and we just didn't happen to have it. We had needed to make a new batch. And she was infuriated that we did not have it. How can you not have Mackinac Island fudge? How is that possible? How is that bleeping possible? She didn't settle. She was insistent that we had it somewhere and we were hiding it. She got more and more agitated. She started screaming at me and cursing me out, at which point Linda came over and told her to lay off. Lady starts screaming at Linda, telling her customer's always right, all that fun stuff. Then Linda says, you know what, if you're going to keep acting like this, you don't get any ice cream, and throws her ice cream back in the freezer.
She jumped over the counter and hit me in the head. It's like she put a ring to where she, and she like hit me right here. And nobody should ever put their hands on anybody.
No.
Especially an ice cream parlor. We're supposed to be really happy here. I just had hoped that she'll be accountable for her actions and that she gets the help she needs.
When people don't get what makes them happy, they get angry. Ice cream is supposed to make you happy. Maybe she should just have to come here and work for a couple months. Deal with the massive lines that we get and deal with all the other people who get disappointed, but then act rationally and switch to something else. Maybe she could learn by watching other people.
Right on. Those two guys working at that ice cream shop seem like they may have something on the ball. Why is everybody so angry, Buzz? Why are we fighting?
You know, Johnny, I'm not sure.
What has caused this?
Why are we fighting?
People getting thrown out of Pearl Jam shows, people fighting and kicking cakes because they got the wrong flavor, people writing, I'm not going to pay this tip because you weren't born in America. Are you kidding me?
I walked out of a restaurant last night.
You see what I mean? You're the kind of guy we're talking about.
Anniversary dinner. Don't need it. I'll be leaving now.
Okay, now hold on a minute. Hold on. I want to be clear what's happening because yesterday was a complete craze. Your mind was out of control with Eddie Vedder. And then you said...
My mind wasn't out of control.
Yeah, yeah. You were upset.
I was very comfortable with my attitude.
Right, right. See if they can adjust the temperature equally in Hector, in the room, in our room. Just a 68 would be fine. If they could just keep it consistent, that would be just great. Thank you. Because
it's an odd request.
Just keep it consistent. Hector's room, you know, Hector wears a giant... Hector, what do you wear? What do you call that thing? You wear a parka?
Sarape?
No, it's just a sarape.
Yes.
I got a punch in the face.
See, there you go. See, that's it.
No, it's a jacket. Just a jacket.
It's like a CPO jacket. We used to call them CPO jackets, like Navy jackets. They were big, heavy. It's like 80 degrees everywhere in the country, and Hector's wearing a jacket. And then we're hot, so you can't win. But so, Buzz, here's what I heard yesterday. Tell me if I'm wrong. You had an anniversary. You and the old lady had an anniversary.
That's right. 20 years. That's
okay.
A big one.
Love was in the air, certainly. Okay. Now.
At 20 years, the marriage could still be viable and happy.
Right. Still, if you wanted it to be.
Yeah.
If you chose not to have that, right. Then you could go that way,
well,
too.
Well, beyond that, you know, things wear down.
I suspect. Okay, so, what I heard was, now, I could be wrong, you bought her a cat toy.
It just happened to arrive the day before.
No, I want to be clear, Buzz. What was it again that you purchased
giant
for?
A cat toy, yes.
Okay, this is your anniversary, you say you're 20th, you and the old lady, and you buy her a cat toy. That's what I get. Did Buzz say Daddy bought his wife a cat toy, and then he made her put it together?
Well, it's almost true.
Right.
I bought it. It's a huge thing. It's a wheel. It's like a hamster wheel for a cat. And we got a very entertaining cat. Everybody, you know, likes to play with the cat. This would make it easier just to let the cat play with itself and you watch. But I didn't buy it for the anniversary. It just happened to arrive the day before the anniversary. And we have a policy of not giving gifts because it's, you know,
Redundant. Yeah, it becomes redundant.
It's a nightmare.
How many gifts can you give?
Right.
Here's a rose. Yeah, come on. How many gifts can you give? That's the one thing about marriage. You just keep giving and giving. Then what are you going to do?
And we boiled it down to, I'll give you a candy bar, your favorite, you give me a favorite candy. But, you know, here's this giant cat toy that would be so much fun, perhaps on our anniversary, who knows. And why not give it to her on the anniversary? It's here, just got here. And there was something else I got her too. Oh,
Well, this dinner you're talking about that you walked out of.
And then the dinner. The dinner is the key to mm-hmm. every event with the old lady.
Right, okay.
The birthday, you go to Gejas. Anniversary.
What's Gejas? That's Gejas. Fondue?
You don't know what Gejas is?
No, I don't. I've never been there. Is it fondue?
I'm surprised.
Just answer my question, Mister.
Yes, it is. It's
fondue. Who wants to go dip something into it?
It is the most romantic place in the state of Illinois.
You can have it. There's nothing romantic in Illinois.
Well, there are just millions of women who will argue with you.
Really? Why is it?
There's a guy playing Spanish flamenco guitar. That's pipes.
Flamenco music playing while you eat fondue.
It's dark. You get these fantastic booths, or some people get fantastic booths, and you dwell over the dipping the apple into the cheese, dipping the bananas into the chocolate.
Mr. Kilman, would you like the bananas in the chocolate?
But personally, I'm with you. Let's eat or let's not eat. I can't sit here for 2 hours
dipping
and dwell
chocolate. I get why people do it. It's supposed to be romantic. You're sitting across the table from the lady you love. And you're supposed to share intimate stories your time.
I mean, even if you're in a hurry and don't want to be there, you can't help but recognize this is romantic.
Is it music like this?
Slower and more romantic.
Okay. All right, so, okay, now wait, but go back to something else. So your anniversary, you bring her, your lady, a cat toy.
You love a cat toy. Yeah, but that was a joke. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, but she had to put it together because you know and I know we don't, right. I couldn't right. screw I couldn't in a light bulb.
If we want to put it together, she will have to do that.
Right, yeah. Okay, I got it. Okay, so then you go to this place where you're going to have romance, and it's a fondue place, you say, and people love to go there.
I can't believe you have escaped.
Never. I don't do fondue. Oh. That's a waste of time. And I also don't do ribs. Get to know me.
Right on.
Hector, and I'll tell you why. Hector, I'm going to ask you why, and then I'll tell you why. And see if we're on the same page. I don't do fondue, and I don't do ribs. Why don't you do it?
This is messy. Well, I do ribs.
Stop right there. Messy.
It is messy.
I don't do mess when I'm in public.
You can injure yourself.
Don't do it, man. I always got to keep my hands clean, my face clean, looking good. Can't be messed up.
I mean, you can injure yourself. There are two fires going on at your table.
I don't like
boiling
it.
Boiling hot oil.
Boring.
It's not boring. It's exciting, but it's dangerous.
It's boring. I don't want to sit there. I got nothing to say.
I'm trying to make the old lady happy.
Okay, but wait, because she loves it. Okay, wait. So Buzz is at your anniversary last night. So now you're in this place, and the fondue is basically, I want to be clear, you just take some sorts of food, like you said, banana, chicken, whatever it is,
right.
Dip it into different various sauces.
Right,
but wait a minute, Hector, you didn't describe why you don't like fondue other than messy. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, all right. Okay. No more.
It's delicious once you actually get to eat it.
Sure.
It takes forever.
What's the delicious part about it? It's called covering up the taste of real food.
No.
Yes, it is.
That's ridiculous.
No, it isn't.
A ton of cheese.
Yeah. I can't hear you, Hector. Speak up.
With a ton of cheese.
Right, you're just covering it up.
There's
anything's
cheese,
good.
There's chocolate. You cook the steak. No, you get a bunch of sauces.
Cook it till you're blue in the face.
There's like a whole array of sauces you can dip it in.
Right.
I mean, you've never been to Gejas, have you, Hector?
I have not, but I have had fondue.
It's not the same. Gejas is the absolute epitome of romantic dining. So let's not shortchange it.
Okay.
It is what it is.
Got it.
Unfortunately, when I made my reservation for 8 o'clock for a booth, because you got to have a booth.
Here it goes. Boy, you're the kind of guy if you're in a restaurant.
I walk in at 8 o'clock, and Mr. Kilman, though. So, okay, well, your booth, how would you like a half booth instead of a booth?
What's a half booth?
I've only sat in a booth.
Wait, sitting on the same side with the lady?
No.
No.
It's just you got one partition behind you or something,
no.
And the other's open.
A booth is a booth, Buzz.
A booth is a booth, and we've never sat in less than a booth,
right.
And I can't start on the 20th anniversary downgrading our seating arrangements.
Yeah, remember the old Buzz who used to get me a booth? Now you're going to be
right.
a half booth.
Right. That would be said somewhere along, but you couldn't help but say it.
Oh, my lady, I am so sorry.
So, well, Mr. Kilman, you know, it'll be 15, 20 minutes before. I said, really? I've never had to wait before, but okay.
Do you know who I am? When the guy said, no, why? You have Alzheimer's? okay, back to you, Buzz.
So we go to the bar, and I have two glasses of wine. I got to start eating after two glasses of wine or I'm in trouble. And they come to me, and they say, Mr. Kilman, it's going to be another 20 minutes. And they leave.
Would you like some more flamingo music?
And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to wind up twice as drunk and an hour late for my dinner. And Amy looked at me. She can see I'm going through changes. She's not happy. We're at a bar for 45 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Do you want to leave? She says, yes. Walk out, stop by the maitre d'. You know, I'm leaving. But I've been coming here 20 years. I've never had to wait for anything. When I made the reservation, I told them I wanted a booth. If you haven't got a booth at 8 o'clock, somebody should have said, come later.
So Buzz's anniversary, and she went home to put together her cat toy.
No, we went to a pizza place and had a bad pizza. I ordered a four-cheese pizza. I got cheese soup on a piece of dough.
Do you care to name that place?
Piazza Bella, on Roscoe.
Actor, isn't he? Wouldn't he be the worst customer you ever met? I would fear waiting on Buzz. Oh,
I'm with Buzz on the whole waiting.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I get what you're saying. You want a booth. You've been there. You got a familiar name. You're not trying to be pretentious. It's an anniversary. You get in there and he gives you a half. I still don't know what a half booth is, but man, oh, man.
I go there and look. I didn't until last night.
Oh,
either.
God, that is fantastic.
And
then, Buzz, I got to take a break.
Okay, take
hold on.
Me too.
You do too.
Thousands of people all across the country are choosing the flexibility of working when they want, driving with Uber. You'll control your day, plus be able to start earning right away just by driving your own car.
Why'd I choose to drive with Uber? Money and flexibility. Name me another place where I can set my own hours and still pull in the money I'm pulling in every month. You can't, can you? If I want to earn some extra money, I just get in my car, turn on the app, and I'm off doing my thing. No boss yelling at me to get to work. If I want to go see my kids play ball, I go see my kids play ball. Plus, they got perks. I mean, I can get access to some sweet discounts on gas and car care. So for me, driving with Uber means I get to do what I want, when I want, and still earn some extra money.
Earn the extra money you need on your schedule. Drive with Uber just a few hours a day and watch the money add up fast. Get started today. Take 2 minutes and sign up right now. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. uber.com/drive now.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Charles Osgood. Go down the pain relief aisle, and you'll see a lot of different pain relievers. But have you tried Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel? It is fast-melting, quick-absorbing, penetrating deep relief. Perfect for sore muscles or joints. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel has 3 powerful active ingredients that work for up to 8 full hours. In fact, nothing else you can buy is proven stronger or more effective against pain. Look for the tall blue box next to the Salonpas patches. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Any Joe Schmo knows Geico will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-984-6994, 1-866-984-6994, or go to cleanwater123.com. That's cleanwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
So Buzz had a horrible anniversary at his fondue palace, fondant.
Fondant.
That's what I'd say. And the marriage continues after 20 years as she sits there listening, putting together the cat toy.
There are six words that would mend and hold together many a marriage. For the lack of them, many partnerships have fallen to pieces. These are the words. I was wrong. I am sorry. These words can stick in a woman's throat. Because there is no there.
That's right. That's right.
You love her, and she loves him. He loves someone else. You just can't win. So it goes.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Fans of Led Zeppelin, Hendrix, and the Stones know the songs of bluesman Willie Dixon. This fall, Big Head Todd and the Monsters join forces with three second-generation blues stars, Mutt Morganfield, Billy Branch, and Ronnie Baker Brooks, to pay tribute to Willie Dixon on the Cascade Theater stage. The Big Head Blues Club comes to the Cascade Theater Thursday, September 22nd. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Speck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office. Yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Call Brandmeier.
844-4JB-SHOW.
Don't be babbling like a fool.
This is Johnny B.
That's the only way we know how to babble. What's your name?
I'm a hot-blooded babe, and they call me Pumpkin Crotch.
All right, good to have you here. There she is. That's who you should be married to, Pumpkin Crotch.
No, he loves his lover, his lady. He loves his lady, but he loves the fondue. And when Buzz does not, and I understand it completely, when Buzz does not get a perfect table for his anniversary, then all hell will break loose, and the love cannot flow from his loins. He gave her a cat toy. Buzz gave his wife a cat toy, made her assemble it herself to make her feel like she's part of his life.
She hasn't done it yet.
She hasn't. That's why you got to marry this lady.
I'm a hot-blooded babe, and they call me Pumpkin Crotch.
All right, go ahead. Paul, you've dialed the phone line. That number would be 844-4JB-SHOW. Love hearing from you wherever you are. Go ahead, Paul. Start talking.
Hey, Johnny B., I think Buzz needs to eat more. Because the more body fat he loses, the crankier he gets.
Paul, ball is made. Say it again, Buzz, because I think there's something to the correlation you just presented.
I said I think Buzz needs to eat more because the more body fat he loses, the crankier he gets.
The more body fat Buzz loses, the more the crankier he gets.
Yeah, you may have a point.
Absolutely.
You may have something.
Yeah,
there.
Because did you hear something, Paul, in his talk about his going to his anniversary dinner? How he walked out. He told the maitre d' go to hell. I'm you know who I am. I don't know who I am. He said
he started yesterday with Eddie Vedder.
With Eddie Vedder, he went nuts.
Yes.
He went nuts with Eddie Vedder. But hold on a second, because he did say. Then he said something like. I come in here a lot. I won't come in here again. What did you say on your exit? It was something that caught me as we were going into the break. You said something on your exit. I came in here. Well, what was the maitre d'? By the way, a maitre d'. What was his name?
I have no idea.
No, okay. So when you walked out, you said what?
I didn't threaten anything, and I can't say I won't come back because, I mean, the old lady loves the place. Yeah. I've got to go back. So I can't.
I love her.
I can't foul it. I've got to. But I did. I said, what did I say?
You said
I'm
something
leaving.
Weird.
First of all, I'm leaving.
You threatened him somehow.
But I've been coming here 20 years. I've never had to wait for a table.
Right.
I made the booking yesterday for 8 o'clock with a booth because I must have a booth as I have always had.
As a listener, because I can't. Hector and I know we have discussed our feelings on this on the air about Buzz's love life. But, Paul, do you hear anything odd here? He went to a fondue place. He didn't get his fondue. He didn't get a booth. Then he went to a pizza place and had, what would you describe it again as, pizza, water with crust?
Well, no, it's my favorite four-cheese pizza, and I ordered it, but it's late Wednesday.
Wait, I know what it was. I know what it was that Paul said that made sense to me. You said, we were sitting down at the table. We had to have two drinks. Now we're at the bar. We're at the bar. We're waiting for our table, and I'm getting past my dinner time.
Right.
So you have a set. That's what I heard. Like so you have an exact set dinner time. You must eat.
No, I just
because
no,
that's
I
what Paul's saying. The more body fat you lose, the crankier you're getting.
I can only say I can only drink so much before dinner.
How much?
Two glasses of wine.
Thank you, Paul.
After
two glasses of wine, I become a wild card. You can't depend on me for anything.
Oh, man, would I love to see that. I got to tell you something. We've got to get you a reality show. I'm serious. I would pay any money to watch. Paul, who wouldn't out there pay to watch Buzz Kilman lead his life? The stuff I'm hearing right now, I mean.
He's a little bit testy and definitely cranky.
And no doubt about that. I would say to you.
He'd give Bonaducci a run.
He would give Danny Bonaducci a run.
No, I wouldn't.
Not really.
I know Danny Bonaducci.
Well, that is going too far, listener.
That is going too far.
Yeah, that is going too far. Nothing can beat that reality show, which is called Danny Bonaducci's Life.
Right.
Nothing can beat it. Paul, you are right. The more body fat Buzz loses, the crankier he gets. But I do see you wanted it to be special for your lady, although I don't believe that you wanted it to be special for you.
If it's special for my lady, it is special for me, Johnny.
If it's special for my lady, it's special for me.
And once again, we say the word old lady if you're new to the program here around the country. We say old lady because David Crosby said old lady. David Crosby, I got some good news. He's got a new song out. David Crosby has a new song out. You want to hear just a cut of it?
He's the one that put the album out with his kid, right?
Yeah, he's the one who put the album out that you hated.
It wasn't even...
And you hated it.
I'm sure I wasn't alone.
Okay.
What were the sales on that record?
I don't know. Seven. Number seven. Number nine. Here's David Crosby's called Things We Forget or something like that.
Reaching through the fear.
Do I even have to go any further? Because I know Buzz is already tuned out.
Well, no, I mean, okay, this is that really David Crosby?
Oh, my Lord.
Well, his voice
David
sounds
Crosby
so young.
Has a brand new record coming out. David Crosby's album is out. It's coming out. It's out now.
I mean, that
reaching through the fear that's holding her here.
Yeah.
These are the things.
Yeah.
These are the things we do.
Yeah, these are the things we do for love.
These are the things we do.
David Crosby's album.
For love. Things we do for love. That's what you don't do. You don't do enough for love. The other song, the song that Buzz lives by is this one from David Crosby.
Hey, honey, have you gained some weight in your rear end? The dress you wear reminds me of my old girlfriend. And where'd you get those shoes? I think they're pretty lame. Would you stop talking, cause I'm trying to watch the game. If you're a man who wants to live a long and happy life, these are the things you don't say to your wife.
Buzz, let me ask you a couple of questions, okay? Because tough questions you might get asked by your wife. And I want to know how you react. Now, I want you to be serious. I want you to really pay attention to what I'm going to ask you.
All right.
Okay, remember now, these are tough questions your wife might ask you.
Yeah.
And what makes these questions, this is a real survey, what makes these questions so bad is that every one is guaranteed to explode into a major argument if you do not answer them properly. Now, I'm going to give you a multiple choice, Buzz, but do not answer until you hear them all.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yep.
Because this is where I'm going to get into the psyche. Oh, by the way, the new album from David Crosby was called Lighthouse. Release date, October 21st. I don't see you writing it down. I don't see you writing it down.
I can't believe that's him.
That's
him. His voice sounded fantastic.
Fantastic. Okay. Remember, Buzz, questions. Okay, questions. Your tough questions your wife might ask.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What are you thinking? The proper answer to this question. Yeah. What when you know your wife says to you,
what are you thinking?
You're just sitting there staring out at the grass or whatever.
Right.
What are you thinking? A, I'm thinking about football. B,
yeah.
I'm thinking about how fat you are. C, I'm thinking about how much prettier that girl on TV is than you.
Ouch.
And D, I'm thinking about how I would spend the insurance money if you died. Which one would you pick? A, B, C, or D?
What was A?
A is football.
I'd go with football.
All right. Questions? You might have your wife ask you. Remember, the answer is crucial because they could turn into an argument.
Right.
Do you love me? Do you love me? A correct answer to the question is A, I suppose so. B, would it make you feel better if I said yes? C, that depends on what you mean by love.
That's a Bill Clinton answer.
Is that right? D, when she asks...
Because I got to go with D.
Not yet. There's D and D. There's D and D. The question your wife has asked you now is, do you love me? A, I suppose so. B, would it make it feel better if I said yes? C, that depends on what you mean by love. D, does it matter? And E, who? Me? Which one would you choose?
Who, me?
Who, me?
All of the above.
All of the above. All of the above. 844-4JB-SHOW. Here is Rick. Go ahead, Ricky. Don't lose that number, 844-4JB-SHOW.
Hey, JB, did I hear you right that you said that the Buzzmeister bought his wife a cat toy?
Ask Buzz, not me. Go ahead, because I'm not making... You know what, Rick? You couldn't make this stuff up. I wish I could.
It's a very expensive
cat.
It's a very expensive cat toy.
Really?
Yep.
Is it because yours doesn't work and the one you bought
was... Oh, there you go. That's the cat toy he's talking about. The battery-operated cat toy.
That's right, and his doesn't work anymore.
Okay, Buzz's doesn't work because his body fat went with it and so did his wiener.
That's correct. That would be incorrect, sir.
Here is Rick. Go ahead, Rick.
Let's listen to Rick. Come back. Turn it up, Rick. I want to hear you sound in the air. Turn it up. Oh, you hung up.
I wanted to hear it.
Hello, George. Go ahead, please.
This is my own brush with fame with Buzz Kilman back in the early 90s. I was a valet car parker outside the old Ditka's in Ontario, and it was like 2 in the morning. I was getting cars, and Buzz comes out. He's kind of standing against the wall. I said, hey, are you Buzz Kilman? He looked at me and said, what's left of him?
What's left of him?
That's a standard response.
Even in the darkest moment, Buzz has a comeback. Oh, man. What are you thinking? I'm just thinking about how I would spend the insurance money if you died.
I think that's a good idea.
Love stinks. Yeah, yeah. Love stinks. Yeah, yeah. Now two by two.
All right, everybody's right. Buzz was cranky yesterday when he talked about Eddie Vedder. Eddie Vedder stopping the show at Wrigley Field and yelling at a guy for pointing a finger at his
lover.
His lady.
Did we ever get the straight story?
Never got the straight story. All we got is a bunch of tweets saying what it was, what it wasn't. Eddie Vedder doing it. We thought we had the right woman because the social media posted a woman's name, which wasn't true. So we went after her, and she was, I'm not the lady that Eddie Vedder stopped the show for.
Because one story was that he had his finger out because he was helping her to vomit.
Yes, that's right. One of the tweets was, and one lady said, I wish someone would have helped me get rid of the guy next to me who was urinating on my leg.
See, it's her leg, though. Eddie Vedder can't see that.
Right,
stage.
Because he's just doing, the guy, listen, if you're in the middle of a crowd like that at Wrigley Field, and you have to go, you just have to go. There is no other way around it.
And nobody's going to notice till well after the show.
Right. Because you're going to think to yourself, wow, there's something hot here rolling down my leg. And Eddie's like, no, no, no. No, stop it. Stop urinating on her.
Hey, mister. Hey, get your finger out of that woman's face, motherfucker. Hey, mister. Fingers are pointing at you. Yep. Come on, clear out, mister.
Clear out, mister.
All right. Yeah. Give me a second. Hey, ma'am, you're okay? Yeah, you're good?
Yeah.
All right, good. All right.
Yeah.
That's a good man taking care of your woman, and then she was taking care of herself, too, pretty good. It looked like she was ready. That's good.
1, 2, 3 more. Count them again. Eddie Vedder stopping the show at Wrigley.
Nobody upset that he used the MF word?
That's right.
Of all the ladies?
I am.
Ladies love that word. Much more than cat toys.
I'm telling you, Eddie Vedder stops the show because Buzz is down there giving his wife on his 20th anniversary a cat toy. Yeah. Hey, man, what's going on there with that guy? Hey, mister. You going to a fine new place? Hope you don't get a booth. What's your deal, man? Anyway, Buzz was just outraged, thought the he should never, 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 Eddie should never have called that guy out in the middle of a show because he doesn't know what the story is. Am I correct in saying that, Buzz?
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
You know, if he can, you know, Lord knows I could be wrong.
Right.
Perhaps he did see something that was unacceptable.
Well, you know that Eduardo was going to write a song, a listener named Eduardo from the Hall of Fame. Has written, Eddie Vedder is a poser all the way, Cubs tribute. Let me just see the first sentence. Don't let anyone say that Buzz ain't insane. Here we go.
Don't let anyone say that Buzz ain't insane. He's the keeper of the Buzzism domain. He called out that poser from the Pearl Jam band. It's obvious that Biff ain't much of a fan. It has stopped his show in the middle of a song. Buzz claims it was a bit and Vedder was wrong. Buzz shouted, hey Vedder, just shut up and play. That's what our Buzz said today. Hey, did you hear what Buzz said today?
Some poor schmuck is in Wrigley Field having, you know, thousands of people turn on him. But what if he doesn't take it? What if he thinks he's right? He's going to go nuts. Because if that guy's feeling self-righteous, that makes Eddie Vedder an unscrupulous, brutal bully. And I'm going to get him. Eddie Vedder would stop a concert for anything that comes into his little brain. Fans love it. This is an added attraction. Everybody thinks Eddie Vedder's a big hero. He has no idea what he got into. I'm just saying it could have been her fault. And he points his finger and says, stop talking to me like that. And does Eddie Vedder have any idea what this woman just did? I'm just saying it could be an incredibly cheap shot by Eddie Vedder. Get off that stage and say that to my face, you poser. If I were that guy, I'd be spending the rest of my life plotting against Eddie Vedder.
You are delightful. Where do you summer?
Hey, mister. Hey, could you finger out of that woman's face, motherfucker?
Well, how much abuse is pointing your finger? How much abuse?
Hey, mister, all the fingers are pointing at you.
Eddie Vedder's a poser.
That's what I Buzz said today. Hey, did you hear what Buzz said today?
Oh, Vedder's a poser.
someday we'll go all the way. Eddie Vedder's a poser. Eduardo from the Hall of Fame. A listener, you guys saying, wait a minute, I could do better than Eduardo. Well, there's that going on. BrandmeierShow@gmail.com. Isn't it fun to hear yourself back, Buzz?
Sort of, sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes it is, sometimes it ain't. The Cubs, by the way, have the best record they have had at this point of the year since 1945.
It's going to make the fall all the more fantastic.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
This is Charles Osgood. Go down the pain relief aisle, and you'll see a lot of different pain relievers. But have you tried Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel? It is fast-melting, quick-absorbing, penetrating deep relief. Perfect for sore muscles or joints. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel has three powerful active ingredients that work for up to 8 full hours. In fact, nothing else you can buy is proven stronger or more effective against pain. Look for the tall blue box next to the Salonpas patches. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our new start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
All right, Buzz, let me go back to some questions you need. I'm worried about your marriage, and I want to make sure that if your wife asks you questions from now on, you don't buy her cat toys. You show her love each and every day of your life. Okay. Tough questions you might get asked by your wife, you got to know how to answer them. All right. Seems like you've lost your romance. You've lost your panache. The thing that trapped your lady into your web 20 years ago, and your anniversary seems horrible, as you went to, is the place you went to, people are texting us, Piazza Bella?
Yes.
Where it says, pizza, quattro formaggi, that's what you order?
Yes.
The gorgonzola, the mozzarella, the goat cheese, fontina?
If it's done right, it's beautiful.
Yeah. And now they're calling it cheese soup there at Piazza Bella.
It was late Wednesday, on a Wednesday night. Mm-hmm, late
sure.
On a Wednesday
of course.
Night.
That's when you make soup.
Who knows who's doing what?
Right, of course. All right, the question, your tough question might get asked by your wife. Remember, these could explode into an argument if you do not answer correctly, so wait till you hear all choices. Yeah, I look fat? If your wife asked you, do I look fat? The correct response is A, I wouldn't call you fat, but I wouldn't call you thin either. B, compared to what? Your wife asked you, do I look fat? The correct response, C, I've seen fatter. D, could you repeat the question? I was still thinking about your life insurance policy. Which one of those is?
I don't know. Which one would you answer?
Okay, and...
What was B?
B was compared to what?
I might say that.
This one, do you think she's prettier than me? Do you think she's prettier than me? That she is someone in a restaurant, right, somebody that passes right by. In any case, your response is A, not prettier, just pretty in a different way.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but I got... you have a better personality.
No.
See, only in the sense that she's younger and thinner. Yes, she's prettier than you. And D, could you repeat the question? I am still thinking about your insurance policy. not prettier, just pretty in a different way. And that's probably an acceptable answer.
That's an acceptable answer.
Right. Yeah, but you've got a better personality. Or only in the sense that she's younger and thinner. Yes, she's prettier than you are. Congratulations, Buzz, and you're
a lover.
It's Johnny B.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Here's some important information from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstar.
Campaign rhetoric's heating up. On Thursday in Reno, Hillary Clinton said Donald Trump's willingness to traffic in right-wing conspiracy theories is another reason he's unfit to be president.
The last thing we need in the Situation Room is a loose cannon who can't tell the difference or doesn't care to between fact and fiction, and who buys so easily into racially tinged rumors.
But in Manchester, New Hampshire, Trump said Clinton's grasping at straws because she cannot defend her record.
She lies, and she smears, and she paints decent Americans, you, as racists.
Earlier Thursday, Trump met with minority Republican leaders at Trump Tower in New York. In central Italy, rescue workers continue to search for those missing from Wednesday's earthquake, but they're being hampered. They said over 200 people have